If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Stephan Pape, film critic, thank you so much for joining us. Very much appreciate your time. So, what would you do or not be willing not to not do for 68 million quid? Let's ask John Holmes.
I've heard you'll do most things for 68p. Is that true?
I was going to say. I thought you were going to go 68 pounds. I was going to say p. I'm fairly easy, I guess.
Well, that's what it says in the toilets. So, I think they should remake all films. They should gender swap all films, right? So every film that's ever been made, remake it with men in it, female cast. Every film that's been made with a female cast, remake it with a male cast. And therefore, no one's got anything, no objections going there.
Little Women.
With men.
With men. Well, I was talking earlier, well, why don't we just make Cinderella into a male, you know, male star? But apparently Cinderfella has been done, but it's not a film we could discuss on a family show.
Really? Oh, I was going to suggest doing Two Girls, One Cup with men, but that probably isn't one either.
That is neither, isn't it? No, but it just, what I find bizarre is that people like Daniel Craig in his pants coming out of the sea, that Daniel Craig's, he's such a lovey, and he's just so into the art of being an actor that he doesn't want to do Bond again, even for £68 million.
The problem with it, I suppose, if you are an actor, there is the typecast thing, isn't there? Because has Pierce Brosnan done anything useful since, really?
Oh, he's been in some good rom-coms. He's been in rom-coms, not good ones necessarily.
Well, there. But it's difficult, isn't it? Because
I quite like Pierce Brosnan as Bond. I rather liked him. I do accept that Daniel Craig has been a superb Bond. I do get that. But
I think Hiddleston,
the last one was dire.
What was that one?
Spectre, I think. I don't know.
No, dumb. The one about the Solace. That was rubbish.
Casino Royale would just set the bar so high. But again, we grew up with Bond films. Do you remember, before we had all this, you know, online and downloading everything, kids, this is for you to listen to. when we were fancy schmancy because we had a VHS a video recorder. But you know, remember, you would have the Bond film would be on Christmas Day, and everyone would stop what they were doing and watch the Bond film.
It's exactly. You went Queen's Speech, Bond film. That was the rules.
That's how it went. You've got about 10 seconds. Tell me what's coming up on your show.
An absolute load of nonsense, as usual.
I'm not on it again, am I?
Not today, but thank you for doing it yesterday.
I won some points.
You got some points. You went to the top of the leaderboard in Paul Ross Master.
Your producers were teasing me about the fact I was far too excited about it. I'm ridiculously competitive, even on a quiz about nonsense. I'm back with you 10 o'clock on Monday. Oh, I've got Marcus Lesotho on my show. He is the Professor for the Public Understanding of Science. I'm going to have to try and be clever by Monday. Do listen. He's going to be in at 11 o'clock. And Mr. John Holmes, we're with you to take you through the afternoon.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Why test drive the new smart and tough Ford Ranger?
It's ginormous.
It controls music and temperature with voice commands.
It tows its own weight in a weight.
It detects other road users with Ford Alert.
It's a truckosaurus.
Quite. And take a test drive between the 16th and the 23rd of May, you'll save £500. Unlearn test drives with the new Ford Ranger. Smart.
And tough.
Visit ford.co.uk for more details.
Test drive any new Ford Ranger between the 16th and 23rd of May 2016 and receive an additional £500 customer saving on the on-the-road price. Vehicles to be contracted by the 25th of May 2016 and registered by the 30th of September 2016. Retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating dealers.
Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition. To stop men dying from prostate cancer. To help stop prostate cancer from being a killer, search Men United now.
Dream. Dream of new opportunities, of proving the doubters wrong and your gut feeling right. Dream of making it through late-night, coffee-fueled study sessions. See yourself landing that promotion, walking tall and of your family glowing with pride. 88% of the Open University students we asked said the skills and knowledge they gained benefited their career. We're ready to help make your career dream happen too. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
It is as well. Good afternoon. 1 o'clock on a Friday. I'm John Holmes. Hello. Look, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, plane wreckage found, palace intruder is a convicted murderer, and a kangaroo in a car.
Talk Radio.
It's claimed passengers' belongings have been found among debris in the Mediterranean, thought to belong to the missing Egypt airplane. The Egyptian military made the discovery 200 miles north of the country's coast. 66 people, including a British man, were on board the flight from Paris to Cairo when it came down. Philip Baum is an aviation expert.
The pilot may well have been struggling to keep control of the aircraft after a significant incident on board. We don't know. If it was a bomb, it's fairly late in the flight. That would be somewhat unusual. Generally, people that put bombs on board aircraft want them to detonate reasonably early into the flight.
A convicted murderer who scaled the walls of Buckingham Palace has been jailed for 4 months. Dennis Hennessy spent almost 10 minutes admiring the gardens before he was arrested earlier this week. The court heard the 41-year-old was on license for killing a homeless man in 1992. A man in his 60s has been arrested after four women were stabbed in Hampton in West London. Police say he's been questioned on suspicion of attempted murder. NHS Trust in England have run up their biggest ever deficit in the last year, going £2.45 billion into the red. It's more than £400 million worse than planned. Adam Roberts is the head of economics at the Health Foundation think tank.
What we've seen with these deficits, they are large, but equally they're not the result of one or two providers who are really struggling. This is the majority of hospitals are currently posting a deficit. This isn't failures of one or two places. These are systemic issues. Workforce planning is key to that, but there are a number of different pressures on the system.
A further two people have been arrested after 11 children were bitten by a dog at a park in Northumberland. Most of the youngsters needed hospital treatment after the attack on Wednesday evening. A 42-year-old man and a 34-year-old woman are being held on suspicion of having a dog dangerously out of control after a 37-year-old woman was bailed. Lib Dem peer Lord Rupert Reedsdale is a dangerous dogs campaigner.
We've actually changed the law, making it much more the owner's responsibility to keep the dog under control. So that if you own a dog, you are responsible if the dog attacks. I mean, this is such a rare event, and it's really shocking. There's millions of dogs in the country.
The departure lounge at Liverpool's John Lennon Airport has been evacuated. An airport spokesperson says it's due to a technical problem with one of the passenger scanning machines and there's no threat to safety. And an AA patrolman who was called out to jumpstart a broken down van had a surprise when he found a baby kangaroo on the passenger seat. It belonged to a zoo director who's hand-rearing the marsupial for a new wildlife park near Wolverhampton. Other zookeepers were called in to collect other animals being transported in the vehicle, including a young owl.
Did he jump start the car? It's a kangaroo. He's a...
That's what I said in my top line.
I wasn't listening.
Thanks. Yeah.
What did you say?
An AA patrolman who was called out to jump start a car.
Right. Fine. I see.
A broken down van, even.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't listen to your news.
I really dislike the fact you don't.
I'll be honest with you. I perked up at the word kangaroo.
I heard you giggle when I first said
that. That's all. That's all that I. Yeah. Do you know what its pouch is called?
No, actually.
It's called a marsupium.
Are you lying?
No, that's where. No, not. It's marsupium. That's what the kangaroo's pouch is called. Because it means pouch in Latin. So.
I'm going to Google it.
Okay, fine. 4 minutes.
Can I do the weather?
Oh.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Scattered showers in the north and west, mostly dry elsewhere with brighter or sunny spells, but more rain spreading across western parts later, highs of 19 degrees.
Why haven't you got the ITV thing in your news?
Well, we sent our reporter down there.
What's happened?
All I was told was that it was nothing to worry about.
Right.
So that's why I haven't got it in my bulletin.
Do you want to just report what I've said now, because otherwise no one knows what that is?
Well, no, because nothing
happened.
It's
in the news now, though, isn't it?
I don't know.
It wasn't in my bulletin, and as far as I'm aware, there's nothing going on.
Can I just say what's going on?
Maybe I don't have all the details to hand, John.
All right.
Get Alex Dibble in. He went down and
checked
it out.
All I know is they've closed some of the South Bank because and they've done a controlled explosion on something. But it's fine.
Are you sure? Where have you got your reports from?
Oh, where else do you get your reports from? Twitter.
Okay.
So everyone gets the
official sources.
Official sources on Twitter.
Okay.
I've said that.
Fine.
I assume we'll keep you abreast of it as the afternoon wears on. Is it Ben or Moose? Come on.
I reckon it might be Ben. He was in quite early today.
Was he? All right, let's take a bet punt on that then. It might be Ben with the sport now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Yay! Good afternoon. England's cricketers have dropped three more wickets on the second day of the first test with Sri Lanka in Headingley. Johnny Bairstow was on the verge of making a century, though, with England adding on the runs. A short time ago, the hosts were 223 for 8. To the football, then. Barnsley will take on Millwall or Bradford in the Sky Bet League One playoff final. Millwall start tonight's semi-final second leg against Bradford at the Den with a 3-1 lead. Finally, tennis. Andy Murray will face face an as-yet unknown qualifier in the first round of the French Open. His most difficult route to the final, where he could face Novak Djokovic, is a last-eight tie with Kei Nishikori before a meeting with defending champion Stan Wawrinka in the semis. British number two Aliash Badene and Kyle Edmund will also take on qualifiers. Johanna Konta will open against Yulia Gerguz in the women's. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk.
But that's it's by TalkTalk Broadband, I believe.
Yeah. It's just frozen. Powered I can see it on the screen.
Powered by Has Ben actually physically shut down? Is that what's happened?
It's like a robot.
That's what's happened to Ben. He's had enough of it. Fine. All right, then. It's Talk Radio. Now, Chloe will press another button.
Talk Radio.
Oh, look. They've put it in the local paper.
Really?
Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell.
Oh.
Five-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner, 46,000 miles, full service history, 3 months MOT.
Like getting your money's worth? Try our Mayo Chicken, made using only tasty chicken breast meat. Just 99p from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio. I am honey to the bee with a Cornelius who was so insensible with drink. The Queen actually draws the gent's toilet and then makes it up.
Wet yourself.
You just do a little burp, Queen. Anything with Star Wars is stupid.
Because we want to.
It is Talk Radio in that afternoon. It's an ancient tradition, full of pomp and ceremony, involving the death of people. Colonel Richard Kemp deployed and developed tins of tomatoes from the shelves.
I'm the prison librarian.
Perhaps he was a prisoner, right? And what's happened is... like Jihadi John, but he's headphone jack. He's the Apple extremist. So, I have a theory about this, right? Some people would pay extra for that.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant
So, good afternoon then. Hello and welcome. It is your Talk Radio afternoon thing, so why not come and join us in this, the radio equivalent of a paddling pool full of olive oil with a couple of married yet unnamed celebrities in it. Hello, I am John Holmes, and this afternoon, due to a change in the law, this programme's packaging will be standardised with explicit images to warn of the dangers of listening. Pictures showing the harmful effects of tuning into Talk Radio between 1 and 4 on a weekday afternoon must now cover by law 65% of the programme with extra warnings at the top of each hour. Now, these warnings are stark, but that is the point. They are bold. And while you still have the choice to listen, we now have to legally warn you that listening could clog your arteries, that you should protect children, don't make them listen. That's called secondhand listening. And listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons in the car hurts more than just you. Having the window open does not protect passengers from harm. And there's the simple message as well, which is that listening kills. The biggest danger, of course, doesn't come from the show content, however. According to the chief medical officer, the actual show content is weak. But it comes from the advert from Where the Trade Go, which gets into your brain and won't go away. In fact, it's highly addictive and causes an involuntary reaction. Let me give you an example. It's Where the Trade Go!
Selco!
See what I mean? Anyway, hello, I am... yes, John Holmes, and I expect you're desperate, and by desperate, I mean the opposite of desperate, to find out just what's coming up on today's effort. Well, headline hijack very much on the way, of course, just as you'd expect. A made-up news lie in the 2pm bulletin, please. Think of it as a well-known celebrity having a three-way in a paddling pool full of olive oil. It's there, it's real, but you don't know which one it is. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
There's Friday's Lonely Lunch Club as well. That's on the way. We induct another Lonely What Lunch into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you are launching lonelily for whatever reason, then again, that same number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio, I think.
Start your message with the word lunch.
We'll call you back and get you on air, and that will be 100% guaranteed to make your lunchtime worse. Talk Radio's work experience punditry continues as well. Barry, not Norman, is in today looking at films for the weekend. The haters, texts and tweets this afternoon will be read out live from the lift by Con. Hello, Con.
Hello.
As he and it travel downwards through the building that's in Con descending. There's the end of the week quiz. The news in haikus. What the people think. We go out onto the streets to find out what the people think today. Do they think toothbrushes or mountains? There'll be live music in session as we drag another busker by the hand and lead him or her through the streets of London and haul them into this building to perform on the radio. And, of course, it's Some Request Friday. That's where, of course, other radio stations will have an All Request Friday, such as Radio 2, but they own the copyright on that phrase, so ours is called Some Request Friday. And of course, we're not a music station, so we won't be playing requests of music, but what we will be doing is playing requests for speeches or talks that mean something to you. Requests and dedications. Perhaps you'd like to give someone a shout-out, but rather than with a song, you'd like to do it with Emmeline Pankhurst's Freedom or Death speech from 1913. Get in touch with your speech request this afternoon, that number, what I said earlier. And Hollywood guest action. Yes, that's right. The star of Starred Up 71 and that Angelina Jolie film, Unbroken, and now Money Monster with George Clooney and Julia Roberts. Jack O'Connell joins us here on the radio at about 2:45. Ginger Dave, he's not here. He's not producing. No. Ginger Dave is not producing. Well, he is, but what he is producing is an excess of testosterone whenever he's within 500 yards of a student. Ask Prodcast is through the glass.
Hello.
Chloe's on buttons. Victoria's got news.
Yeah.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
In honour of the paddling pool super injunction celebrity, is now drinking some olive oil.
There you go.
What? No way.
A cup of olive oil
for you to drink.
It's not the olive oil, is it?
It is. It's imbued with essence of unnamed celebrity. That's the foamy film on the top.
Well, that's horrible.
Yes, it is. Thank you. It's Talk Radio on the afternoon on a Friday. Hello, I am John Holmes. Are you going to be sick?
I mean, out of all the things that you make me eat or drink in this bit, yeah, that is one of the worst ones.
Excellent news.
We'll be right back.
It's 1:15 on a Friday afternoon. That's Foo Fighters and I'll Stick Around. And, hey, Cornelius.
Hi, John.
Why don't you ask me why, as Talk Radio's head of music, I'm playing Foo Fighters, I'll Stick Around.
Okay. John.
Yes.
I would like to
remind you. Sorry, do you have a question?
Yes.
You put your hand up. Cornelius.
I'd like to remind you, you are under oath. Now, can you please tell me
yes.
the honest reason as to why...
Mm-hmm.
You are playing this Foo Fighters song.
Yes. It's because the word I'll stick around has the word stick in it.
The word I stick around does have the word
yes.
stick in it.
Yeah. And if you put the word prit, that's prit, in front of the word stick, you get...
Prit stick.
Correct. And that's a sort of...
Glue.
Correct.
Adhesive.
Yeah, and glue rhymes with...
You?
No.
Poo?
I mean, yes, but that's not the answer. Keep going.
Few?
No.
New?
No.
Jew?
Racist, but no.
It's not racist. Flu?
No. The noise a baby might make.
Cry? Crew?
No. There were famously dolls of this.
I don't know.
Chloe knows. Chloe, what is it?
Goo.
Goo, see?
Goo.
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 Goo. Rhymes with...
Lots of words.
Glue.
Glue.
Yeah, it's the noise a baby might make. Goo, goo.
Goo, okay.
And the Goo Goo Dolls were a band. Why is that difficult?
The Goo Goo Dolls. Why didn't we just play the Goo Goo Dolls?
Well, now you've said that, that would have been obvious. But no. No, 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 no. Because it's goo... And it rhymes with glue, and it's the big story, isn't it? Google.
Oh, yeah, well, Google. No way.
Google
yeah.
have patented sticky cars, and glue is sticky, and the word goo rhymes with glue. That's why I'm playing the Foo Fighters, and foo rhymes with glue as well.
And the word stick.
Sticky cars.
Stick is in the song title as well.
There so. You go. See? That's what...
If anything, I should have known the story straight away, really.
Google patents sticky cars to save pedestrians hit by driverless vehicles. That's the big story today. They painted a thing on the bonnet whereby if it hits a pedestrian, the pedestrian sticks to the bonnet. This is
really?
This is true.
That's excellent.
Yeah, and it doesn't... Because a lot of the injuries come, not when the car hits them exactly, but more come when you bounce them off the front of the car into something else. But this time, the car hits a pedestrian, and they literally stick to the bonnet, and it breaks it. So that's the big story that we're talking about this afternoon on the radio. I mean, they got the idea, obviously, from the... you know, from years gone by. I mean, they've done this. They used to do it with coaches. Victorian coaches used to be coated in a similar thing because when they crashed into people that were Victorians, they wore bonnets. And that's where Google got the idea for sticky bonnets, because they used to have the sticky bonnets.
Yeah.
And the stuff they put on the bonnets of the Victorians was so sticky, if a coach hit the pedestrian, the coach would stick to the pedestrian's head rather than injure them. And that's where Google have got the idea from.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we need to talk to an expert. Hey, ask Prodcast through the glass.
What now?
Can you get me an expert?
On what?
Don't care.
Yeah.
Bonnets.
Bonnets? What, like
a Victorian?
Don't mind. Just an expert.
Yeah.
1:20, we'll talk to an expert next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Come on.
Dad?
Windows up, kids.
Mine's stuck. The cow's licking my face.
Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flag's 5-star UK cover will get you moving again in 35 minutes on average. Plus, get up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
5-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Time at roadside from Network Report, November 15 to March 16.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, get a real deal on a 700mm aluminium workstand for only $19.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Why test drive the new smart and tough Ford Ranger?
It's ginormous.
It controls music and temperature with voice commands.
It tows its own weight in a weight.
It detects other road users with Ford Alert.
It's a truckosaurus.
Quite. And take a test drive between the 16th and the 23rd of May. You'll save £500. Unlearn test drives with the new Ford Ranger. Smart.
And tough.
Visit Ford.co.uk for more details.
Test drive any new Ford Ranger between the 16th and 23rd of May 2016 and receive an additional £500 customer saving on the on-the-road price. Vehicles to be contracted by the 25th of May 2016 and registered by the 30th of September 2016. Retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating dealers.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, starting in Hampshire, the southbound side of the M3, one lane closed due to an accident between Junction 8 at Handover and Junction 9 for the Winnell roundabout at the A34. It's lane 2 of 2, which is closed along that stretch of motorway. In Worcestershire, the northbound side of the M5, two lanes closed through the roadworks due to a broken down lorry at Junction 4A for the M42. Queues back towards Junction 6 at Worcester. And finally, still very slow in Lancashire for the southbound side of the M6 following a breakdown between 28 at Leyland and 27 at Standish. I'm Stephen Beach.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an Access All Areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adults only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson. Tomorrow night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, it's 23 minutes past one. We're going to talk to an expert momentarily. Before that, some of your reactions that have been coming in. Your reactions are very welcome. 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message with any word you like.
What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. I was shot through the heart and it was too late. That's coming from John there.
Yeah.
And I was going to tell you what I think about street mimes, but I'd rather stay silent on the matter.
Thank you very much, Cornelius. If you've got a reaction, then do send them to the reaction area of Talk Radio. So this afternoon, of course, we are talking about the big story, which is that that Google have patented cars with sticky bonnets. And as we mentioned historically, they're not the first to do this. In Victorian times, Victorian bonnets were often coated with a sticky substance to prevent coach accidents. Coach and horses, of course, would often hit pedestrians, and the Victorians invented the bonnet and covered it in a sticky substance. And the idea was that the horses pulling the coaches, should they collide with the pedestrian, then the horses would just stick to that bonnet and prevent any further injury. And now Google have sort of copied the idea. On the telephone line now, I do have an expert. His name's Jim. He's Jim Tassel. He's a health and safety expert. Good afternoon, Jim.
Oh, good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. It's good to talk to you. So what do you make of this, then? This is what they're doing with... I mean, this comes from the Victorians, as you know, and this is cars, sticky cars.
Yeah, it's a great idea, John, but the question that I've got is, when you get stuck to it, who's going to come and unstick you? Because there's a driverless car, so there's nobody to unstick you.
Yeah, it is a good question, isn't it? I mean, I don't know whether it's like, you know, at school when the thing to do was cover your own hand in Copydex and let it dry and then sort of peel it off like it was skin.
Yes.
I wonder whether you have to leave the pedestrian on the front of the car to dry and then peel it off like skin.
I was wondering, you know, you've got somebody stuck on the front of the thing. The wonders of Google and Google Maps, isn't this a point where the car detects that it's hit somebody and a blue light comes on, and it takes you straight to hospital, stuck to the bonnet.
That is a very good idea.
And then they can unstick you there, and you've got all the services you need at the hospital.
And that's why you work in health and safety. That is an excellent idea. The other thing, of course, which is interesting they've announced today, is that, because cars are dangerous, obviously, they're dangerous things.
Yeah.
Cars now have to be standardised in plain packaging with warnings written on the cars. Mm. For instance, you know, cars kill. Driving a car with the window down doesn't mean that the other people in the car won't be harmed by the car.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of thing. Secondhand driving is a problem. And there's talk here of banning car advertising. And you can only now probably, from I think today, only buy cars in packs of 20. What do you make of that?
Yeah, and they're doing away with buying them in packs of 10. I mean, that's going to take the young driver out of the equation, isn't it?
Well, on cost alone, I would think.
Oh, that as well.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, 20 cars, having to buy 20 cars at once.
That's it.
Do you think that will discourage people from driving them?
It's going to encourage all the things that happen around the back in the playground. You know, I'll go and buy 20 cars and then I'll sell them on to you. You know, how many you want a car, John? Oh, well, that will cost you a bit extra.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be really good, won't it?
Well, that's the problem as well. You're right, it's school kids, sort of.
Yeah.
And it makes it, you know, the more you drive cars underground, the more, you know, kids will want to try them underage, won't they?
Absolutely.
In Sweden, they're doing trials. What do you make of this? They're doing trials in Sweden where they've got sticky cars and sticky roads, and it means it's safe because nothing can move.
Solves the problem, doesn't it?
Mm.
We've known how to make sticky things for years, you know. It's called a 1.5 litre bottle of, well, insert name as appropriate, of sugary drink.
Well, yeah, well, yes, and maybe that's the answer. Pour that. I mean, that would be the way of doing it. If you pour that over people, I guess.
Yes.
Then, I mean, this is... They have trialled... It's interesting you bring that up, because they've tried other sticky objects. In the trials, they were using the floors from music venues. Apparently, they were cutting out bonnet section.
Oh, there you go.
And sticking them to the front of cars. Other sticky things, floors from music venues, drinks, as you mentioned.
Floors, pubs.
Yeah, yes. The tissues and socks from under Cornelius's bed. I mean...
I don't want to go there, really, for more than one reason.
Nobody does. So... and that's why no one ever has. What about sticky boots? What about apart from his mum? He's right. Sticky boots. I say that because, you know, it's all very well talking to people who are being hit by cars from the front, but what if you're reversed into?
Yes. What do you do as well as if you're reversed into and you've got your head down looking at a Google smartphone?
Yes.
Mm. Well,
would the phone have to be sticky as well?
Will the phone have to be sticky? Oh, I'd have thought. Well, listen, if the phone isn't sticky and it doesn't stick, how are you going to phone if you're backed into?
Yes.
Driver doesn't know it. You've got to phone somebody to say, help, come and get me. And
yes.
If your phone isn't sticky, it's in the middle of the road and you can't get to it.
That's right. Do you think then the answer to this is to issue every driver's phone number to every pedestrian? Make sure that's stored in their phone, and then in the event of you being reversed into by a driver who hasn't seen you, you can then scroll through your phone to that driver, which I suppose you'd have to correlate with the registration number, and then you, from behind the car and underneath it, you'd have to call the driver to tell him he'd reversed into you. Would that be an answer?
Yes, or even, do you know how I'd do it? I'd have the police keyed into my number, and so long as I could read the registration, I'd just phone the police and say, do you know what, there's a man driving around town, and I'm stuck to the back of his car. Help!
That would be, well, yes, that would be one way of dealing with it, but, you know, the police are busy, so,
well,
you know,
true.
Dealing with it yourself is possibly the answer. I'll tell you one other thing very quickly that they're trialling in Sweden, is that they are using magnets. They've got, so cars, obviously made of metal, but they're positively charging the cars in Sweden, so they've got a positive charge, and then they're making pedestrians walk round in negatively charged suits of armour. So literally, the cars can't hit the pedestrians because obviously they repel.
Mm.
So that's an interesting look into the future. Do you not think?
Interesting one. Why do they have all the fun in Sweden?
Well, they just trial things over there.
Yeah.
Jim, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for talking to Talk Radio this afternoon. That's Jim, Jim Tassel. He's a health and safety expert. If you've got an opinion on magnetised cars and suits of armour for pedestrians, like they're trialling in Sweden, is that a better way to do it than these so-called sticky bonnets that are covered in pub floors and the contents of the beneath of Cornelius's bed? Do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's 1:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio. Wreckage, including seats and suitcases thought to be from the missing Egypt air flight, have been found not far from the port city of Alexandria. The plane vanished over the Mediterranean Sea en route from Paris to Cairo in the early hours of yesterday morning. The search continues for its black box recorders. Aviation expert David Learmount says there are a number of things that could have gone wrong.
Although I think my money, like a lot of people's money, is on this being sabotage, it's not certainly that. Because it also happened at night. It's when the pilots are at their circadian low, so you are not at your peak performance.
A convicted murderer has been jailed for 4 months for scaling the perimeter wall of Buckingham Palace. 41-year-old Dennis Hennessy from Wembley in northwest London admitted to trespassing on a protected site and criminal damage. He spent around 10 minutes admiring the gardens before he was arrested on Wednesday night. A man is being questioned on suspicion of attempted murder after three women were stabbed in a Sainsbury's car park in Hampton in west London. A fourth woman was discovered in a property nearby. They're not thought to be in a life-threatening condition. Airline passengers flying out of Liverpool's John Lennon Airport are facing delays after a technical problem with one of the passenger scanning machines. Everyone had to leave the departure lounge and be screened again. And Kesha has been told she can perform at the Billboard Music Awards after her record label initially refused. She's currently in a legal battle with the man who runs it, Dr. Luke. He denies her claims that he sexually and emotionally abused her. The weather: scattered showers in the north and west, mostly dry elsewhere with some brighter or sunny spells, but more rain spreading across western parts later. Highs of 19 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. That was another textbook example of news. Have you done the weather?
Yes.
Wasn't listening. It's 1:32. Fine. 1:32, Talk Radio, hello.
Throughout history, there have been only a handful of truly powerful seers, determined truth seekers, able to unlock the secret mystical codes of the universe, then use this knowledge to predict the future. Cassandra of Troy, Nostradamus, Russell Grant, and my special guest, world-leading astropsychologist, Dr. Louis Turi. Listen to The Unexplained with me, Howard Hughes, and find out how this year's prevailing cosmic forces will affect your star sign. Plus, the best way to harness the incredible power of your unique celestial identity. And what to do if you suddenly find out you've got Capricorn rising in Uranus. The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And still to come, very shortly, of course, this afternoon's Lonely Lunch Club. If you are lunching alone, for whatever reason, if you are a lonely what lunch, we would like to hear from you and help you through that. All you have to do is text us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And then... then what? Then what?
Then we might ring you back.
That's right. We'll ring you back and we can share a lonely lunch together as we become your virtual colleague and friend. What reactions have been coming in, Cornelius? I know some reactions have been coming in, haven't they, from the for that, the reactions.
Yeah, lots reactions, coming in. Reactions. Lots coming in. I don't know why people hate Superbugs so much as coming. I used to love pumping on your stereo. And first line of my contract here says, you are definitely not an employee of your wireless group.
And I've got a mix texted in just saying, hey you, get off of my cloud. And this has come in from Thomas, who's right. He says, I'm afraid, John, you'll find that opposite charges attract each other, remagnetism. It's the same polar. Of course, he's absolutely right. And Sweden, the idiots in Sweden are trialling. They were trying to trial this. But what's been happening, I've just looked this up, thank you, Thomas, is that the pedestrians, as soon as the car went past the pedestrian in the suit of armour, the pedestrian was just being smashed straight into the car.
Yeah, that's a complete disaster.
Making mockery of the whole affair.
Yeah,
so, good to watch that. Thanks for pointing that out, Thomas. Now, it's It's Friday, and that means it's Some Request Friday, of course, on the radio. We can't call it All Request Friday because Radio 2 hold the copyright. Simon Mayo on a Friday does All Request Friday, where he'll play you a song happily as well, happily, just to, you know, fill time. And we do the same here on a talk radio station, but with speeches and talks. Of course, if you have a speech or talk that means a lot to you, means something to you, maybe you want to shout out, a request, a dedication, maybe it's a birthday, an anniversary, whatever it might be, then we do want to hear from you, and we will, of course, play your requested talks. You know, it's just Friday. It's a Friday.
It just gets you in the mood for the weekend.
Exactly. If there was a particular speech from history that reminds you, just says Friday to you, Emmeline Pankhurst's Freedom or Death, for instance, from 1913, is a very popular one, then do get in touch. Here's one that's come in then. Hi, John. Gary here. I'm in Sheffield. Love the show, Steve. I spent my youth crushing grapes in an Italian vineyard, during which I had a romantic fling with the owner's daughter. Eventually, we went our separate ways, but I never forgot her, John. And whenever I hear George W. Bush's State of the Union speech, Axis of Evil, from 2002, I'm reminded of her raven hair and a life that could have been. Could you play it for me this afternoon on Talk Radio? Thanks. Gary, of course we can. Take you right back there to that romantic summer with your fling with the owner's daughter of a vineyard while you were crushing grapes. Here it is. George W. Bush's State of the Union speech, Axis of Evil, from 2002.
Our cause is just, and it continues. Our discoveries in Afghanistan confirmed our worst fears and showed us the true scope of the task ahead. We have seen the depth of our enemies' hatred in videos where they laugh about the loss of innocent life. But some governments will be timid in the face of terror. And make no mistake about it, if they do not act, America will. Our second goal is to prevent regimes that sponsor terror from threatening America or our friends and allies with weapons of mass destruction. Some of these regimes have been pretty quiet since September the 11th. But we know their true nature.
And there it was, George W. Bush's Axis of Evil speech from 2002. Playing that especially for Gary this afternoon, who's in Sheffield. Spent his youth crushing grapes in an Italian vineyard and had a romantic fling with the owner's daughter, and that reminds him of her. If you've got a speech you'd like to hear or a talk, it could be anything, then do get in touch. Could be any reason. You might just want to shout out. You might be driving for the weekend off on a stag night. You've got a minibus full of idiots dressed as penises. It could be that. If it is, then why not? You know, you want to talk along to a famous speech, then do. Do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. Yes!
Right, we're just 22 minutes away from the news at 2 o'clock. In the news at 2 o'clock, there will, of course, be the news, because that's where it lives. Also within the news, at 2 o'clock specifically, will be a news lie. A made-up story made up by you for the purposes of confusing anyone who's not listening to this bit but comes to join us on air at around that time. Maybe they tune in, get back from lunch, put the radio on. There's the radio. There's Victoria doing the news, and they believe her because she has a news mouth. But what if one of the news stories was a lie, eh? What then? But we'd like you to make that lie up, please. It's Headline Hijack, and the lines and the numbers remain the same. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Hi, John. Following the security breach, this is from, who's this from? Nick. Following the security breach of a murderer scaling the wall of Buckingham Palace, Her Majesty's Security Service has now banned all murderers from entering the palace grounds. I mean, that's some say that's closing the door after the horse has stabled.
Yes.
Some experts are wondering whether Tony Blair then will ever be invited back to the palace again. What have you got, Cornelius?
The Home Secretary has announced that following an increased number of Australians migrating back to the UK to flee from the traffic and awful television out there, the government will be invested more in policing as they expect crime to rise.
Yes, well, I'm not surprised. Speaking secret papers regarding the Killers frontman, Brandon Flowers, who, of course, being the Killers frontman, isn't allowed in Buckingham Palace, have been leaked to the press, revealing his plans for the future. The singer has released a statement saying, "It's not confidential, I've got potential."
That's clever.
Yeah. Right, so Headline Hijack then. We'll find a winner. We need you to be that winner. I'm talking to you. So 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
And we'll find a winner before 2 o'clock. Somebody's got to get their story into the news at two, and it might as well be you. Coming shortly, a news in haikus, and we will meet today's lonely luncher. It's Talk Radio. It's just gone 20 to two.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Hello, Dad's Taxi.
Hi, I'd like to make a booking for tonight. Don't know when, in town, somewhere hard to find, but wait in the car. And you'll need to take Vicky home, she'll be crying, but don't say anything because you're so embarrassing.
Fed up with ferrying them around? If yours is over 18, they can get their very own C1 with Citroën Simply Drive, including 3 years insurance and everything they need for the road for one monthly payment. Get your own car back with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën. Dream. Dream of new opportunities, of proving the doubters wrong and your gut feeling right. Dream of making it through late-night, coffee-fueled study sessions. See yourself landing that promotion, walking tall, and of your family glowing with pride. 88% of the Open University students we asked said the skills and knowledge they gained benefited their career. We're ready to help make your career dream happen too. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
To show how tender the pulled pork at Subway stores is when you cook it for 7 hours, we've stretched this message into 7 hours.
Taste the mouth-watering, amazingly succulent pulled pork covered.
Or if you can't wait that long, get to Subway to enjoy the slow-cooked pulled pork sub now with your choice of sauce. The pulled pork sub at Subway. Cooked slow, eaten fast. Available until 5th of July while stocks last. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, starting in Hampshire, the southbound side of the M3. One lane closed due to an accident between Junction 8 at Handover and Junction 9 for the Winnell roundabout at the A34. It's lane 2 of 2, which is closed along that stretch of motorway. In Worcestershire, the northbound side of the M5. Two lanes closed through the roadworks due to a broken down lorry at Junction 4A for the M42. Queues back towards Junction 6 at Worcester. And finally, still very slow in Lancashire for the southbound side of the M6 following a breakdown between 28 at Leyland and 27 at Standish. I'm Stephen Beach.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, well, I don't know whether you've, I mean, have you seen any of the news, Cornelius?
The
The new. Have you seen any of the news?
Yeah, there was a news alert just outside around the corner.
Oh, I saw that, yes.
Yeah, so I had to do a controlled headline.
Yes.
And it's destroyed someone's newspaper.
Yeah, but it's turned out it wasn't a dangerous newspaper.
No,
you know, it wasn't the Mail.
No, it was a guy who owned the newspaper has come back to find his newspaper completely destroyed.
Yeah, destroyed. So, but did you manage to see any of the news before they blew it up?
An eighth of it.
Right. Well, that's... Was it quite complicated?
John, I couldn't get my head around it.
Oh, well, allow us to help, because this is where we bring you the news in an easy-to-understand... pure form. When you distill the news down, you'll know by now that what you end up with when you break it down to into its component parts, the news, is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Mm-hmm.
So, who was in the paddling pool of olive oil? Oh, everyone knows.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And so we come to the hallowed halls of despair. The Tupperware Hall of Despair, where those what lunch alone are befriended, becollegued by us in the Lonely Lunch Club. This is where, if you're lunching alone, we can help you out by playing the role of colleague and or friend according to your whim, because we're able to chat about this and to chit about that, whatever subjects you'd like to talk about, as though you were at work or college or whatever, and, you know, you just have an idle chat with someone that you barely know in order to seem polite. That is Lonely Lunch Club, and if you're lunching alone, we'd like you to get on the list. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word lunch.
Be on the list, be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Someone being inducted in today is called Sophie. She's on the telephone. Hello, Sophie.
Hi, John.
Hi, Sophie. So, first things first, where are you and what do you do?
So, I'm in my kitchen all alone. I'm a psychology student at Royal Holloway, so I'm in the lonely, quiet town of Egham.
Right, okay. And question number two, importantly, what are you having for lunch?
A classic pasta and pesto dish in a bowl, because apparently that's trendy.
Right. I think bowls aren't trendy. I think bowls have been around for quite the time, Sophie, if I'm brutally honest.
Not the latest craze, is it?
Well, you say that, Cornelius, but, yeah. And Sophie will know this, because she sounds like a girl about town. Mm. Right?
I am.
Oh, yeah. In Shoreditch, there is now a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Because bowls are... Sophie's right. Bowls are hip, Sophie. There's no restaurant where you can go and eat cereal, but out of toilet bowls. So what it is they've just got... You go in and you sit on one toilet, but in front of you is another toilet with the lid up, and they've filled the pan with milk and cereal. So actually, you're right, Sophie. Bowls are hip.
Thank you. I knew it.
There you go. And if you want to go down there, I think it's not just cereal. You're allowed to put your own food in it as well. So you could take your pasta pesto and go and stick it in a U-bend and just spoon it out in the hipster restaurant down in Shoreditch. Mm.
That's amazing.
That's what they do. Do you have a square beard?
Not yet. I'm working on it though.
Okay. Well, they won't let you in unless you've got one. Once that's fully formed, then you'll be fine. Sophie, okay. Now as you know, in the lonely lunch club, we are able to chat about this and chit about that. What would you what subject would you like us to pretend to engage in?
Okay. So I am a psychology student.
Yeah.
So, fun fact for you: 75% of lie detector experts believe that awkward shuffling and looking around is actually the signs of a liar, which is totally wrong.
Totally wrong, is it?
It is. It's completely been proved that that is not how people lie.
Right, then do tell us this. Now, this is interesting. You see, now it is a chat.
Yeah, I'm right? quite interested.
Yeah, so genuinely we're interested. So that's here we go. Oh, what an interesting fact, Sophie. Could you elaborate?
Pardon?
Could you elaborate?
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, people who... You think the stereotypical liar sits in a chair and they awkwardly look around and they move quite a lot and fiddle with their fingers, but actually that's not true.
So what do they
liars
do?
Liars actually... So they actually speak pretty clearly, quite calmly, and they actually know a lot about what they're talking about.
I see. What you're saying did you say 75% of psychologists?
Yeah.
So, have they admitted their mistake?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Well, that's psychology done.
I don't think I believe Sophie.
Why? Because she's calm and knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, she's told us that in a very confident way.
Yeah.
You'll never know.
Is she doing a psychological trick on us?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, literally only just met her.
Yeah.
Right? And that's not a nice thing to do,
Wait,
is
hang
it?
On. Where's my wallet?
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I had a laptop.
Where?
What? And the only other person here is Sophie.
That looks like my wallet, Sophie.
Sophie?
In your bag. Is that my wallet?
No.
Is that is that my laptop?
That's an optical illusion.
Sophie's a... See, I don't trust psychological people, right?
No.
Right? Like Derren Brown, isn't it? She's like one. She's like Derren Brown.
Yeah.
You don't trust a word he says.
No.
Sophie's come along here with a lonely... She's manipulated us. She's manipulated us into doing her what she wants and her will.
I have, but you've fallen for it.
Yeah, look.
Or did we? See, I can't tell whether we've fallen for it or not.
Look, now, look what you've done. Like, you've made, like Derren Brown would at a cheap show, you've made Cornelius bark like a dog. Look at
that. I also hypnotised you, but you won't know until later.
You've hypnotised him into doing the voice of Michael McIntyre.
Are you well? Hello, it's great to be here in my favourite state of them all. It's hypnotised.
I'm sorry. It's also, I haven't learnt how to reverse it back yet, so...
It's just going to stay like
stuck.
That. All right.
How long will I be stuck like this? Will it be for a day? A week? Maybe even a month? Can you imagine me having to do this voice for a month?
You should do the rest of the show like that.
No.
I think we've nailed psychology, right? We've done that.
Yeah.
You know, it's an easy subject. How many years are you studying it for?
Three.
Right, waste of time. We've just done it in 2 minutes. any other subjects you'd like? Anything you'd like to cover? Anything else you'd like to cover? We can, we can do idle stuff, holidays, television. You know, the usual chitter chatter that you get in these scenarios.
Yeah, I love holidays. Yeah. They're great.
Where are you going?
Who doesn't?
Are you going on a holiday?
I actually am going to Paris next weekend.
Very nice too. What are you doing in Paris? Yeah.
My friend is studying there, so I'm going to have a little trip away, see what she's doing.
I see. Is she studying psychology?
No, she's not. She's studying French in France.
Good place to do it.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
or Canada, you could do it there, couldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not...
Yeah.
You know, I suppose, yeah. All right, good. Have you been to Paris before? This is proper, like, idle chat now.
Yeah, I have.
What's your... Are you going on the... What are you doing? Going Eurostar or are you flying?
I am going Eurostar. Yeah.
That's all I've got for that. That's all I've got. So we've done psychology and travel. Anything else?
I know you guys have already done football a lot. We could do football.
We're good. Well, we are good at football.
We'll talk about a football day and night.
Yeah, I heard Colin Murray earlier on Talk Sport, our sister station, talking about... He said it was going to be a big weekend for football, but I didn't know what he meant. And I don't care either. Is that right? Is it going to be?
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
Is it? Colin's just come in, actually. Colin?
Oh, hello, John. How are you?
Is it going to be a big weekend for football?
John, it's definitely going to be a big weekend for football. I mean, you got the FA Cup on Sunday, and that's Manchester United versus some team no one's heard of, Crystal Palace. Hopefully they'll lose.
That was Colin Murray there. Oh, look, here's Alan. Here's Alan Brazil.
Alan, come in.
Colin.
All right, Alan.
All right, Colin, how you doing?
I'm good, mate. Oh, it's been a while since we've been in the talk radio studio.
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to this weekend.
What are you looking forward to?
The FA Cup final thing that you were talking about just there.
It's a big weekend for football.
Is it Manchester United and a team you've never heard of called Crystal Palace?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Have you got any drink on you?
I don't. We've been told about you, Alan.
What? I haven't touched a drop.
I
don't drink it at 7 a.m. in the morning when I'm on air.
You shouldn't drink on air, Alan. You know what I do on air? I eat a lovely baba ganoush that my wife makes. Because my wife, she makes a lovely baba ganoush. Yeah.
It's gone really weird now. Anyway, have we improved your lunchtime there, Sophie, in any way
absolutely.
Whatsoever?
Absolutely.
Feel free to lie in a psychological way.
Oh, well, you'll never know because, you know, I'm talking confidently and not shuffling, so...
Fine. Mm. Good. All right. Well, Sophie, there you go. That was Sophie's lonely lunch. Made worse, really, by us talking to her. If you'd like to be inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club, 8722...
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use the thing on...
Start your message with the word lunch on Twitter.
We should do some headline hijack, shouldn't we?
That's what we probably should be doing.
Well, we're 5 minutes away from the news, and we've got a lot come in, and we've got to find a winner.
Oh, okay.
So, well, let's do it.
Let's do what we're here for.
So, it seems that if you are sending in your headline hijacks, by the way, then I've just told you the number. But it seems we have many, and I think we have picked a winner. But before we get to it, this has come in. London is set to gain another football team. Ties in with the football chat of a moment ago.
Yeah, that's a big weekend for football.
The London Wasps rugby team have announced that over this summer they will convert into a football team. The chief executive has said this is a business decision, largely based on the fact that no one really likes rugby as much as football.
That's true.
Business decision there. Cornelius, what have you got?
According to Michael, Jeremy Corbyn has said that he is committed to making the Labour Party more for the people of the United Kingdom. So as a part of a new initiative, the party will be granting one wish to every household in the country before the next election.
And a mother in the... North. How are they going to do that, by the way? I mean, is it going to be sort of a wish?
Probably get some genies in, some left-wing genies.
Yeah, and just in bottles, delivered. What I think, I did read about this, and what they're going to do is they've got genies in bottles, and they're going to be delivered to your doorstep like milk used to be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's making jobs for milkmen as well.
Well, it's bringing them back.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to put a milk container, a protected container, because what happens is the blue tits, they peck the top and then the genie will escape before you've had time
to do... Yeah, you don't want... Then they'll grant the wishes to the birds.
To the birds, yeah. And a blue tit would probably wish to be more the most powerful and dominant species, and then we would be overrun in this country by blue tits.
Mm.
And no one wants that. So, just be careful when you do get your wish genie bottle delivered to protect it from blue tits. What? A mother in the north has been fined for removing her child from school after hearing the Pink Floyd song Another Brick in the Wall on the radio. She heard the song on the radio, got so riled up, she stormed into St. Joseph's Primary School and removed her son while screaming the lyrics at the top of her voice. That's breaking education news there. That's just come in from Sally. Right, we need a winner. We need a story in the news, which is next. Cornelius, give me the name of the winner.
Dom.
Give me the place that the winner resides.
Liverpool.
Dom in Liverpool, you have your story in the news, which is next. It's Headline Hijack. And thus follows, after that, work experience punditry, Barry Not Normand here with the film reviews. Also, end of the week quiz today. And, of course, we'll be joined by the actor Jack O'Connell at around 2:45 this afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit. It's all about the service.
Thank you, Professor. You scored 48 points. Next up, we have Joey Essex from Chigwell. His subject is Peruvian political philosophy from 1715 to 1821.
Sorry, Joey. No chance. But if you fancy a 1-in-4 chance, buy a multiplier scratch card from the National Lottery Game Store and you could win up to 20 times your prize. Play makes it possible. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the abominable snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
And Dave's got the ball. He's got a clear run up the outside. Past the washing line. Round the misses. He shoots!
Ooh. Make the most of a summer of sport at Asda and pick up 20 cans of Carlsberg for just £10. Asda. Save money. Live better.
Selected stores subject to availability. Max 6 per customer. Over 18s only. Drink aware.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hello. It's exactly 2 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, plane debris found in the Mediterranean. Shoppers stabbed in West London. And Ginola is recovering in hospital.
Talk Radio.
The Greek defence minister says the Egyptian military has spotted seats and suitcases in the Mediterranean during the search for a missing plane. It's thought to be just to the south of where the Egypt aircraft lost signal in the early hours of yesterday. 66 people were on board the flight from Paris to Cairo when it crashed. The Foreign Secretary, Philip Hammond, has given this update.
Sadly, there was one British national, a tri-national, in fact, British, Australian, Egyptian tri-national on board, Richard Osman, who must be feared dead on the basis of the information that we have at the moment.
A convicted murderer who broke into the grounds of Buckingham Palace has been jailed for 4 months. Dennis Hennessy pleaded guilty to trespassing and damaging the alarm system. Talk Radio's Robin Schoenhofer reports.
Dennis Hennessy from Wembley in northwest London cut his right hand climbing over the wall which surrounds the palace on Wednesday evening. The court heard that the 41-year-old was on licence for killing a homeless man in 1992 when he was found walking around the gardens, telling the police who arrested him he was just admiring the view. Prosecutors also told the court that he asked officers arresting him if the Queen was in, which she was.
A woman is in a critical condition in hospital and three others have been injured after being stabbed. A man in his 60s has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after the attack in Hampton in West London earlier. Witnesses say it appeared as though it was unprovoked. Ben Brady saw what happened.
As I came back from the end of the car park, there was three ladies at the back of their car, clutching their backs, screaming that they'd been stabbed. I think it was a mother and daughter, and then some other passerbys were trying to get them chairs from the community centre to sit down with. They were like quite a bad way, quite distressed. A lot of blood everywhere.
Prominent Leave campaigner Michael Gove has denied feeling intimidated by a large group of celebrities coming out in support of Britain staying in the EU. Keira Knightley, Steve Coogan, Benedict Cumberbatch and Danny Boyle are among the names warning that leaving would damage the creative industries. But Mr. Gove is not fazed.
I'm a huge admirer of Benedict Cumberbatch, but I can't say I've ever been intimidated by him. There are some wonderful people who want Britain to remain in the European Union, and there are some wonderful people who want Britain to leave. But the really important thing is not to be swayed by celebrities, but to listen to the realities.
He went on to list Sol Campbell, Ian Botham and Michael Caine as out supporters. And former Premier League footballer David Ginola is recovering in France after having a quadruple heart bypass. He was taken to hospital after collapsing while playing football on the French Riviera yesterday, but surgeons say he did not have a heart attack.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Scattered showers in the north and west, mostly dry elsewhere with some brighter or sunny spells, but more rain spreading across western parts later. Highs of 19 degrees.
Great, thanks, Victoria. 3 minutes past 2 o'clock now. Look, it's... is it going to be Ben? It's Ben, isn't it? It's Ben. It's Ben. Ben's got the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Johnny Bairstow has made a century for England on his home ground on the second day of the first test against Sri Lanka. He's helped the hosts recover after a shaky spell at Headingley. Several wickets fell before lunch, but a short time ago, England were 245 for 8. To the football then, and England striker Harry Kane has told Talk Sport he's excited by the talent available to the squad ahead of Euro 2016. England's first warm-up match is against Turkey on Sunday, and Kane says there's much quality throughout the group.
We've got a great young kind of fearless squad. We're all excited to kind of just go out there and play our football. I think you see in the game against Germany, we kind of had that no fear attitude. We just went out there, we played our football. even when we're 2-0 down, we carried on and the rewards are there. So we just got to go with that attitude to the Euros, put in a lot of hard work and say, just enjoy it.
Finally, tennis. Andy Murray will face an as yet unknown qualifier in the first round of the French Open. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And Microsoft has announced it's going to remove the type font Comic Sans from its applications. The technology company says it no longer wants to be associated with the people who are childish enough to use the font, but as a compromise, it will still keep winding.
Thank you very much, Victoria. 4 minutes past 2 o'clock, it's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Good afternoon, then, if you're just joining us. It is Talk Radio. Hello, welcome. I am John Holmes, yes. And breaking news, then, the Bomb Disposal Squad are at ITV on London's South Bank carrying out a controlled explosion. This is because Katie Price's son, Harvey, dropped the C-bomb live on Loose Women earlier this week. Harvey was on the programme to talk about online trolls and dropped the C-bomb during an interview. As a result, Loose Woman Andrea McLean has been cordoned off and the police have blown up Carol McGiffin with a robot. More on this breaking story with Victoria in the news at 2:30.
Talk Radio.
Should we do some work experience punditry? Yes, I rather think we should. And it's a Friday, that means films. And it means Barry, not Norman, is with us. Hello, Barry.
Hiya.
Work Experience Punditry, of course, is where we train the next generation of pundits, critics and broadcasters with the crucial... Well, the whole point of it, really, is that we don't have to pay them. And Barry does films for us on a Friday. Barry, what have you got?
Let's start off with Everybody Wants Some. Which is the brand new film from Richard Linklater, sorry.
Yes.
Who's the director of Boyhood a couple of years ago.
Yep.
This is completely different, though. This isn't like some very dramatic film. It's comedy. It's an American comedy set at a college where Jake, who's a freshman, he's just arrived and he joins the baseball team, which means he gets his own frat house. And obviously the coach says, oh, you're not allowed sex, you're not allowed any girls back, and you're not allowed alcohol.
The rules are the same here.
True. But I mean, I don't know about... here, but the rules are broken in the frat house.
And here,
fair enough. And it's just a whole big party film, basically. There's no, like, real storyline. It's just a lot of fun.
Do you think Richard Linklater, having done something as dramatic as Boyhood, just sort of wanted to go, oh, I'm just going to do a sort of no-holds-barred sort of comedy thing?
I'd say so, yeah, because, I mean, he did a film which I haven't seen, but I've seen, like, in other reviews where it says Dazed and Confused, which is...
Yes, indeed, yeah.
Which is similar sort of, like, party film, I think,
yeah.
But apparently they're calling it, like, the sequel to that, even though I haven't seen it. I really want to now, but they're kind of calling it the same similar vein to that.
Yeah, that's probably true, yes.
Yeah.
Have we got a clip?
We do.
Let's have a clip. This is, what's it called?
Everybody Wants Some.
See, this is a good example of someone being so invested in what they want, in this case, getting laid on a oversized, overpriced water balloon, that they fail to see the giant waterbed-shaped iceberg right in their path.
Or he just finds you super annoying and ignores you.
At his own peril, as evidenced by this ill-fated and ill-advised adventure in mid-collapse before you, I assume, being a new teammate. Thank you, Willoughby. I'm Finn.
Jake.
Hi.
Charlie.
Willoughby.
Jake.
Hi.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Did you meet the brain trust that perpetrated such a folly? McReynolds and Roper?
Yeah. I think so. One of them told me he hated pitchers, even his own teammates.
Undoubtedly Glenn McReynolds. Resident All-American. On the field, you know, up here. Bench warmer.
And that was a clip from Everybody Wants Some, the new film by Richard Linklater. Out of context, didn't make a lot of sense, that, did it?
No.
Not really.
Not really.
Not really. What's going on there?
I think they're meeting the baseball team, they're meeting them for the first time as they arrive in the frat house and that. But later on in the film, it does get more fun. There's parties, they go out clubbing.
Yeah.
And it isn't really a good storyline, it's just a lot of fun, but it is it's very nostalgic.
What I haven't seen it, but right. I'd read about it, and tell me if this is true. It seems that it's a film that's quite realistic in that there's not a plot as such, it's just men doing what men do over a certain period of time in terms of just their conversations and everything they talk about.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That is very everyday, normal conversations, but just with the fun of, like, a party film.
Does it work?
It does. No, it really does. The script is very witty. The performances from all are really good. And also what I love is that the way that Linklater directed it, he's also filtered it so it looks like an 80s film. So it looks something exactly which came out of, like, the veins of, like, The Breakfast Club. Something about, like, the filming and the quality of the camera work.
Yes.
It feels like it's in the 80s, where Vector was released this year. But yes, it's nice, it's nostalgic in that way, even though I wasn't born in that era, but, like, I feel
good. Are you familiar with the films of that era, though? I mean, such as The Breakfast Club.
Not many of them, if I'm honest, but, like, the same sort of, I don't really know how to call it, the same sort of camera work and the quality.
Yeah, they did
it.
Have a certain style.
Yeah, no, it did. Yeah. And it's got that exact same feel here, which is what is really nice about it.
All right. What were they doing with the waterbed?
They were just messing around with it.
I see.
Pretty much.
Have you ever done it on a waterbed?
I have not. I have yet to own a waterbed. Mm. I want to.
Cornelius, have you ever done it? Oh, silly question. what's next?
Next film is Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Completely different, yes, even though it's still got a bit of a comedic edge. It's based on the memoir book from Kim Hunter called The Taliban Shuffle, where she's an American international journalist, and it's about her experiences in Afghanistan. And it's the adaptation of that, starring Tina Fey in that role. And it's all about her as an American international journalist who's more or less kind of behind the scenes. She never does any of, like, the, you know, the real gritty stuff inside these countries.
Mm-hmm.
So she decides she wants a change of pace, and she goes off to Afghanistan, and she experiences what it's like, and she's reporting there. But she realizes it's a bit too much for her. So she meets a journalist, another female journalist, played by Margot Robbie, and she helps her along the way, making her into a better correspondent.
Okay, we've got a clip of that?
Oh, we do.
Here it is.
You gotta have some reason for being here.
What's your reason?
What is yours?
I don't have a good one. I'm just here.
Come on. I was at the gym after work one night and a stationary bike. Okay, same bike every day. And I noticed this indentation in the carpet. It's like a foot in front of my bike. And I realized that it's from where my bike used to be. I have done thousands of miles on this bike. And I have gone backwards. I have literally gone backwards. I just wanted to blow everything up. I just wanted out of my job. I couldn't look at that carpet anymore.
Well, that is officially the most American white lady story I've ever heard.
Shut up.
So is it classic Tina Fey? Could you expect a certain kind of vibe from Tina Fey?
Exactly. I mean, it's still got that comedic feel. Well, the first thing to say is that it's written by the same guys who wrote SNL for like 5 years. Mm. So with him and Tina Fey, you know that you're going to get some sort of really good comedy stuff going on.
Yeah.
But because it's set, you know, obviously in this war zone in Afghanistan, it's still kind of got that intense dramatic edge. So Tina Fey, she's got this, you know, really dry humour, as always, but she gets to play a more gritty role. She's involved in some of these, you know, like, intense transactions. She meets with the Afghanistani Prime Minister,
yes,
and she's involved. She goes in these war zones, so she plays a much more gritty role, which isn't really nice to see her in, but it's kind of these conversations, which still adds like that comedic twist, if you, yes, like, to it. Yeah.
Okay, so Martin Freeman in it?
Martin Freeman is in it, yeah. So he plays, like, her lover, in a way. And it's a really good cast. You know, you got those two, you got Margot Robbie, who was in The Wolf of Wall Street and that. So it's a really solid cast.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting story, just to see Tina Fey, and also, you know, like, Afghanistan and Pakistan, but one told from the perspective of a correspondent.
Yes.
But two, to be sort of seen in a bit of a comedic way, but also on the edge of drama as well. It's just right in the middle of it, which is really good.
Yes.
It's different.
Okay. So, in terms of who goes to see it, I mean, who's it for? Is it your comedy fan? Is it your drama fan? What?
That's a really good question. I'd say both. I'd say both, because it's nice to see. It's obviously, if you want to know more about like Afghanistan, but from a different perspective, yeah. It's good for those like serious viewers and that. But
does it make you want to read the book that it's based on?
It does, actually, because I mean, I love Tina Fey. I love what she does. But obviously, you see her as a comedian, you know, like Amy Poehler, yeah. And that. But you want to hear it from the actual journalist's point of view. Yeah. And obviously, you know, with films, you know, they mess stuff out, they edit it. So it might... Obviously, they call it an adaptation, but yeah. I want to read the book and see how much of it is actually based on it, how much of it is properly true. Which I'm guessing a lot of it is, but they might have missed stuff out here and there, do you know what I mean?
I'm quite disappointed, though, Barry, that today right. you haven't brought in a musical. Because ordinarily, in the last few weeks...
I know.
You've gone musical crazy.
I know.
And now...
I thought I'd change the pace of it.
Well, that's fine, but the trouble is, you've created a role for your own back, because normally, when there's a musical, I either make you improvise jazz review, don't
right.
I, as you know.
Right.
And last week, you had to try and yodel like Hank Williams.
Right.
From Off of I Saw the Light.
Right.
And now, you've brought me a film set in Afghanistan, and now,
I mean,
now you've just got to make the noise of a gun.
Just now? It's a very weak one.
It's a rubbish.
It's a very weak one.
It's a rubbish gun.
Another?
Yeah.
A bit bigger.
Boom.
There you go. It's like
that's more an explosion to me rather than
we're in the middle.
Sort of a gunshot.
We're in the middle.
Give me a machine gun.
Again.
Like you were five and you'd gone outside to play war with your friend.
No, but gosh.
What was that?
What was that?
It's weird. As an adult, you don't often get the course to make a gun noise as much as you did when you were a kid, did you? So you lose.
I'm actually very jealous of you, Barry, that you get to do this.
Would you want to try it yourself? Or?
Well, go on, Corny. Let's give us your gun. that just sounded like a demented laugh.
it's my Michael McIntyre impression.
Well, just a sarcastic.
That was good.
That was
really good.
That was my childhood gun noise there. Oh. I haven't rocked that for about 30 years. Oh, that's
do text in your childhood gun noises.
87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
No, start your message with.
Do get those in though, and we'll read them out.
Yeah, do childhood gun noises. When this is like, let's ask podcast through the glass. Because girls, right, could never make gun noises when you played war. Did you play war as a child?
No.
Well, you lived in the north. It was kind of just...
She lived war.
Yeah. Could you make a gun noise for
us?
No. Oh, come on, this was exactly what it was like when I was 10. Go on, join in.
Why?
Go on.
We know you want to.
Make a gun noise. Go on, just...
You pronounced it wrong.
I will come in there and you.
She will. Good. Yes, as you currently said, if you've got a gun noise, Sheridan Blackhead's already been on. Childhood gun noise.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good noise. So if you've got a gun noise that you did as a child, text it in 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with childish gun noise.
We'll be back with Barry for more film reviews next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jeff the electrician loves Screwfix and shops there all the time. But he doesn't always need to go there to shop there. Like right now. He's relaxing at home, ordering from 25,000 products at Screwfix.com. Isn't it nice to have the choice, Jeff? And with next day delivery to home or site, when you order by 7 p.m. Monday to Friday or 4 p.m. at weekends, you can shop when you want, how you want. It's why those in the know Screwfix.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
I wanna go claim. I wanna go claim with Stanton Fisher while there's still time.
Time could be running out to get your PPI claim in, so you've got to be on the ball if you don't want to miss the deadline. Text HURRY to 800-11, that's HURRY to 800-11, or visit stantonfisher.com and let our team get you a result while there's still time.
I wanna go claim with Stanton Fisher while there's still time.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Starting in Worcestershire for the northbound side of the M5, two lanes closed due to a broken down lorry at junction 4A for the M42. Queues back towards junction 7 at Worcester, travel time of over an hour for the time being. In Cheshire, the eastbound side of the M62 is queuing following a breakdown between junction 11 at Birchwood and 12 at the Eccles interchange for the M60. And finally, on Merseyside, the southbound side of the M53, one lane block due to a breakdown between junction 1 and junction 2 at Morton Spur. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
The Skoda Octavia, what car's best family car for 3 years in a row, has now also won Best Family Car in the Auto Express Driver Power Awards. So now with £2,000 towards your deposit, low rate 2.9% APR representative finance, and an extra £500 if you order by June the 30th, it's a multi-award winning no-brainer. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan from Skoda Financial Services. 18s and over subject to status. T's and C's and exclusions apply. For your nearest retailer, visit skoda.co.uk.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Weekday mornings from 10
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio, 20 past 2. Barry's with us, work experience punditry, and talked about the film, the new Tina Fey film set in Afghanistan, and a lot of people now sending in their gun noises. Jonathan Cresswell's gone... John Gibbons on Twitter's got just sort of gone... Hashtag Gatling gun. Tony's gone... Pew, pew, pew. Hashtag girl gun noise. And there's a... as well. Cornelius, I think you've got one as well.
Yeah, Carla says, John, if you haven't made that noise for 30 years, does that mean you were making it when you were 17?
What of it? Move on.
And Mike says, doof, 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 doof. A cannon with your lips pouting.
Hashtag childish gun noises. What gun noise did you make as a child? Do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a childish gun noise.
Still to come on the programme this afternoon, there will be the big debate, of course. There will be a man in a lift. He's called Con.
Hello.
Reading out the haters' texts and tweets as that lift travels downwards through the building. That is a feature called Condescending. There'll be live music from a busker, and that we're literally dragging in off the streets. The news in haikus, of course. And we will be joined by the Hollywood actor Jack O'Connell in around half an hour's time here on Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. But Barry is here, as I say, with film reviews. What are we doing next?
We're doing DVD of the week now, which is Creed, which is the seventh film in the Rocky franchise.
Yes.
In which I've never seen them, by the way. I've never seen
one. You've
never
seen any of the Rocky
films? Never seen any of the Rocky films, no. Except this one, the very last one.
How have you gone through, admittedly, your quite short life, not watching any of the Rocky films?
I don't know. I need a day...
Call yourself a film reviewer.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Yeah.
I should be. I'll have like a day to watch all of them. But anyway, this is kind of like a spin-off of it. It isn't about Rocky himself. It's about a brand new guy called Adonis Creed. But so Rocky's retired, and yes. He now lives in Philadelphia as a trainer. And he meets Adonis Creed, who is the son of Apollo Creed. But obviously, because apparently... No, I'm not going to say, because that's a spoiler, and we know what happened last week. But basically, Adonis Creed wants to do his father proud, and he wants to continue on fighting.
Yes, because Apollo Creed was Rocky's opponent in the earlier Rocky.
Basically, yeah. And so, Rocky is going to train Adonis up to be the next big fighter.
Now, it's fair to say that the Rocky franchise had dwindling returns as it went along.
Yes.
By which I mean the first one and the second one were great.
Yep.
Third one... okay. After that, it's an absolute nonsense. Right. But this has brought it back.
It's brilliant.
Really. And the strength of it is not having Rocky as the boxer.
Exactly.
But the old man trainer who doesn't understand the young people. I identified with that. I thought it was very good.
I thought it was very good as well. Yeah. I mean, it's nice to see... Well, and I see Rocky as a supporting character, and it's good to see, you know, a new hero, a new character being... You know, come into the franchise, and it's great. And what is good as well is that real emphasis is on the fighting scenes.
Yes.
And obviously, I can't speak for myself because I haven't seen the other Rocky films. Yes. But from what I've heard, there hasn't been as much emphasis on the fighting scenes, whereas this, there's been a lot more of it. It's been a lot more gritty,
yeah,
I'm told,
yeah,
as well.
I don't know if that's true. I think Rocky, it was all about the out-of-ring experience.
True.
I don't know that that's true.
True.
So, in terms of where it takes the story, I mean, is this where the beginning of a new franchise could you see that?
No, I'd like to see it because Michael B. Jordan is fantastic. And so is Sylvester Stallone as well. He won, you know, the Golden Globe this year.
That's right.
The Best Supporting Actor. But Michael B. Jordan, he should have really been nominated as well throughout the Oscar because he's just got such an emotionally gritty performance,
yes,
throughout. And he's fantastic. So hopefully, yeah, we'll get to see, like, you know, Adonis 2, 3, 4, 5,
what
6.
What they should do, here's an idea, film people, if you're listening. So, obviously, we've got Creed,
mm-hmm,
right? But also, I think I'm right in saying the film Assassin's Creed is coming out.
Oh, yeah, true.
Well. So, they should link those two franchises up.
True.
So, Rocky has to come out of retirement to fight a video game hooded assassin.
Michael Fassbender. Mm.
In medieval Italy.
I'd like to see that Michael Fassbender versus...
Is Michael Fassbender playing
yeah,
Assassin's...
Yeah, no, he is.
Assassin's Creed.
It looks really good. The trailer's out, and it looks awesome.
All right. And we're reviewing trailers.
Yeah.
We've moved on.
We'll go on to it.
All right.
No, but yeah, it different.
Okay.
Different.
What else? Do we have a clip of that, by the way?
Yes, we do.
Oh, fine, all right. Let's have a clip from Creed.
This was taken from the 10th round of the first fight, right?
Good call. How'd you know that?
I heard about a third fight between you and Apollo. Behind closed doors. Who won?
It's kind of a secret. What'd you say your name was?
Don.
Sorry about that. Listen, it's getting kind of late, kid, so I'm going to close up.
How good was he?
Apollo? Yeah, he's great. He's a perfect fighter. Ain't nobody ever better. Anyway, I got to lock up.
So when Mickey died, he came and talked to you, right? Talked you out of quitting. Took you to L.A., trained you, brought you back.
How do you know all this?
How do you think?
Were you like a cousin?
He's my father.
I am the son of Assassin Creed.
Deep. Yeah. Pauses.
Adrian!
Beautiful.
Thank you. Oh. You do it.
Do it again.
Adrian!
Yeah! There you go. It's not as good as childish gun noises, but...
Cornelius, you have a go at it.
I don't want to.
Adrian! It's not very good, is it?
I don't know what we're impersonating.
It's here. Rocky from the Rocky film.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, what's wrong with you children? Is it because it's a PG and you're old enough?
Yeah.
His wife's called Adrienne and then he has a fight.
How was Adrian?
Adrian!
Is that all right?
Let's ask broadcast through the glass. Ask broadcast through the glass.
Yes.
Give us your Adrienne.
Adrian! His face was all messed up because, like, because of the fight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
How have you not seen the films, either of you two?
Too busy.
Yeah,
live a very, very busy lifestyle.
Absolutely, don't
it's
do you?
Classic.
It was. I was too young for it, so I was watching all the.
No, it still exists. I mean, it's not. You know, I don't know if you've heard of this thing called technology, where you can watch films now, even though they're really old.
You didn't have
to be alive on the day it came out, Barry.
I had no idea.
TV
films. Run for Fat Boy Run. ITV1 Saturday.
Oh yeah.
Oh, sorry. 10. I thought you were just talking to Cornelius.
Oh.
Based on a true story.
Boom. Yes.
Big old comedy starring Simon Pegg as a guy who wants to run a marathon, basically. And we've got the best exotic marigold hotel.
Yes.
Channel 4, Sunday, 8 p.m. as well.
For those that may not know?
That's about a group of old pensioners, pretty underground cast, Judy Dench, Pil Nai, you know, not very known stars. They go off to a retirement home in India and live the good life.
Right. And so rate all of these films. As you know, you have to give all of them, not individually,
right,
collectively, a mark out of 10.
Good old 8.
Not bad.
It's been a good week.
All right, thank you, Barry. Barry back next week with more more films. Keep your childish gun noises coming in, of course. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a childish gun noise.
And still to come in this half hour, Jack O'Connell, the Hollywood actor, will join us, all being well, if it works. The big debate will be at 3 o'clock. There's also an end of the week quiz. It's just about 2:30. Talk Radio, Friday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The Greek defence minister says the Egyptian military's discovered luggage and a seat in its search for a missing Egypt airplane. 66 people were on the flight from Paris to Cairo when it disappeared in the early hours of yesterday morning. A British man, Richard Osman, was among the passengers. Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says the UK is helping in every way it can.
We've offered the Egyptian government any support that it requires in searching for wreckage, in analysing anything that is found. So far, we haven't had any requests, but I will be speaking to my Egyptian counterpart.
A court's been told that a man arrested in the grounds of Buckingham Palace is a convicted murderer. 41-year-old David Hennessy pleaded guilty to trespassing on a protected site and criminal damage. He's been jailed for 4 months. A woman is critically ill in hospital after being stabbed in a car park in West London. Three others were also hurt in an attack in Hampton. A man in his 60s is being held on suspicion of attempted murder. New figures show NHS trusts in England ended the financial year with a record deficit of nearly £2 billion. Around three quarters of hospitals are in the red. And former footballer David Ginola says he's doing just fine after undergoing a quadruple heart bypass. He was taken to hospital after collapsing while playing football yesterday in France, but surgeons say he did not have a heart attack. The weather, scattered showers in the north and west, mostly dry elsewhere with some brighter or sunny spells, but more rain spreading across western parts later. Highs of 19 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed. That was fine. It's 2:31. We're going to explain the news in haikus very shortly indeed. Also, don't forget it's Some Request Friday. If you've got a request for a speech or a talk that you'd like to hear that means something to you, being Talk Radio, we will take your speech and talk requests. 2:31 now.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comments on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
2:32 then, and Jack O'Connell with us very shortly, if all goes according to plan. But ahead of that, Cornelius. Yes. Have you seen any of the news?
Have you been out and about? So annoying. I was out and about earlier.
Yes.
And I got stuck behind a tractor towing a load of news.
Oh, well, it's the time of year for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's the thing, isn't it? The country lanes, they're just full of it now, aren't they? And it's scattered. And if you're behind it in the wind, the news kind of blows all over your car, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's really irritating. Sort of had to get the wipers on it.
It's quite complicated, though, isn't it?
Well, John, I can't get my head around it.
Well, here's how we can help you with that, because here on the Talk Radio in the afternoon, we take the news and we very much simplify it down. We distill it down to its component part, which is, of course, Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. Here's the news in haikus.
For once, the front page of today's Daily Mail is quite interesting.
It is too. Right then, it's time for us now to find out, here on Talk Radio, as we like to do, what the people think. Now, you're probably aware of people. And you might be aware that they have an ability, a cognitive ability, most people, not all, but most, to to think. And we like to find out what they do actually think. And we do that by going out into the streets to find out what the man or woman in the street thinks. So we send our team of reporters out every morning to find out what the people think. What do the people think? Today, do the people think toothbrushes or mountains?
Mountains.
Toothbrushes.
Mountains.
Toothbrushes.
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 Mountains.
Toothbrushes.
Mountains.
Mountains.
Toothbrushes.
Mountains.
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 Toothbrushes.
Toothbrushes.
Mountains.
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 Toothbrushes.
Mountains.
Toothbrushes.
Toothbrushes.
Mountains.
Toothbrushes.
Mountains.
Toothbrushes.
Mountains.
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 Toothbrushes.
Mountains.
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 Toothbrushes.
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 Mountains.
Toothbrushes.
Mountains.
Toothbrushes.
Toothbrushes.
Mountains.
Toothbrushes.
Toothbrushes.
Mountains.
Toothbrushes.
Mountains.
Toothbrushes.
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 Toothbrushes or mountains. That's what the people think. They think either toothbrushes or mountains. But what do you think? Do you think toothbrushes or do you think mountains? Do let us know this afternoon, toothbrushes or mountains. If you think toothbrushes or mountains, you can text us on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word toothbrushes or mountains.
All right, then. So, it's Friday on Talk Radio and also elsewhere. And being a Friday, you join us on Talk Radio in the afternoon on Some Request Friday. Now, we can't have an All Request Friday because Radio 2 own and have copyrighted that particular name. They've copyrighted it. Simon Mayo personally owns the words, the word all. We can use Request Friday, but he owns the word all. So we have to call it Some Request Friday because we're taking some of your requests. Now, being a talk radio station as well, we have to take some of your requests, but not musically, but more talkily. So speech is all talks. We've already heard from Gary earlier, if you were listening. He said, hi, John, it's Gary. He was from Sheffield. He spent his youth crushing grapes in an Italian vineyard. He had a romantic fling with the owner's daughter. He told us they went their separate ways, but he never forgot her. And now, whenever he hears George W. Bush's State of the Union speech on the Axis of Evil from 2002, he's reminded of a life that could have been. And we played it for him earlier. If you don't have to have a special reason like that. I mean, it's nice if you do, but maybe it's your birthday. Maybe it's an anniversary. Maybe, you know, you are just off for the weekend. You've got the family in the car. And you're sitting there in a traffic jam and you think, why don't you play our family's favourite speech? We'll have a bit of a talk along to it. And obviously, if you're driving, you know, someone else is listening to Talk Radio in the car next to you because they're talking along with it as well. That's what Some Request Friday is for. Get your requests in 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
No, talk anything, okay.
Start your message with any word you like.
You can also call 08444449999000. And someone has done just that, I think. Have we got somebody on the phone? Hello, who's that on the phone?
Hi, John, it's Joe from Peterborough. I've just finished my exams, so to celebrate, could you play Adam Leipzig's TED Talk, How to Know Your Life Purpose in 5 Minute Speech? Really set up my weekend.
You're welcome. Joe in Peterborough there. You can call and leave a message just like Joe did. Joe in Peterborough finished his exams, so to celebrate, he wants to hear Adam Leipzig's TED Talk, How to Know Your Life Purpose in 5 Minutes Speech. It's really going to set up his weekend. It's a big Friday one, actually.
Yeah,
again.
Big Friday
that
tune.
That is a speech. It's a speech anthem.
A spanthem.
That is a spanthem. If you've got a favourite spanthem, then you can let us know.
Spanthem!
Spanthem! That's a horn.
It should be the national spanthem, I think.
Then let us know. Especially for you, though. Joe in Peterborough, here it is. Adam Leipzig's. This is great. I think it's his highest charting TED Talk. How to Know Your Life Purpose in 5 Minutes.
Now, I was privileged to go to Yale.
And we were standing on a summer evening in the middle of Yale's old campus. And the people that I was speaking with were privileged and highly educated and financially well off and in positions of power. And they had the first house and the second house. And they had the first spouse and the second spouse. And 80% of them were unhappy with their lives. Who was happy, the 20%? Well, we had studied literature and Renaissance rhetoric, and we were the theater people and the history geeks. We had studied classes for the joy of learning, not because we thought they were going to direct us to a specific job. We still got jobs. We were living our lives expansively with life's ups and downs, and we did not feel that we had wasted a single minute. And as I spoke with the 20%, the happier 20%, I discovered that each of them knew something about their life purpose because they knew five things: who they were, what they did, who they did it for, what those people wanted or needed, and what they got out of it, how they changed as a result.
And there it was, the... That was Adam Leipzig's TED Talk, How to Know Your Life Purpose in 5 Minutes. So play that especially for Joe from Peterborough, just finished his exams, wanted to celebrate with that. I hope you're having a drink, great big spanthem, yeah. That. So if you've got a talk you'd like to request for some request, Friday on Talk Radio, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio, start your message with the word spanthem. It's 2:40. We should be talking to the actor Jack O'Connell next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the abominable snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit, and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
And Dave's got the ball. He's got a clear run up the outside. Past the washing line. Round the missus. He shoots!
Ooh. Make the most of a summer of sport at Asda and pick up 20 cans of Carlsberg for just £10. Asda, save money, live better.
Selected stores subject to availability. Max 6 per customer. Over 18s only. Drink aware.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit. It's all about the service.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Worcestershire for the northbound side of the M5, two lanes closed due to a broken down lorry at junction 4A for the M42. Queues back towards junction 7 at Worcester, travel time of over an hour for the time being. In Cheshire, the eastbound side of the M62 is queuing following a breakdown between junction 11 at Birchwood and 12 at the Eccles interchange for the M60. And finally, on Merseyside, the southbound side of the M53, one lane blocked due to a breakdown between junction 1 and junction 2 at Moreton Spur. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, good afternoon. It is just coming up to 3:15. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and we bring you guest action. So it's... hot Hollywood guest action that I bring you now, for I believe I am joined on the line by the star of one episode of TV's Doctors in 2005, and an actor who, for me, will always be the definitive shepherd lad in two episodes of the 2000 ITV miniseries of Wuthering Heights. It's Jack O'Connell. Hello, Jack.
Hey, lads.
You doing all right?
Who am I talking to?
This is John here, and you've got Cornelius hanging around.
Hey, Cornelius. How do
you? Good. So you must be... you've come a long way since an episode of Doctors, haven't you, Jack, to be fair?
You're not wrong. I'm glad you mentioned that, though, as well, because those roles often get overlooked, and there was some of my finest work there really early in my career.
Yeah, well, you did all the right things. You went Doctors, Bill, Holby, all the classics.
I started big.
Yeah. do you look back now at that, though, given where you are, and we'll obviously talk about the new film in a sec, but do you look back now and think you know, how did that happen? Hello, Jack's still there.
Oh,
Jack's still there. Jack. Jack's talking to us on our ISDN line from a hotel in London. I think.
Yeah, he's not just sat here and stopped talking.
Yeah, that would be. He's not just shut down. I mean, that would be.
And also the fact that he asked who he's talking to.
Yeah, it would be a bit weird. Jack,
I went to a key light ad.
There you go.
You go. A key light advert.
You're back. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Jack. We lost you there for a moment. I was saying. So you must look back now and think how far you've come in a short space of time, really, from that now to sort of, you know, acting with Clooney and Roberts.
I guess so, mate, but that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But that's a decade.
It is, but doesn't that feel like you seem to have achieved so much in what is a relatively short amount of time, don't you think?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. But it makes me excited for the next 10 anyway.
Yeah, well, as it should. So tell us about Money Monster, because this is... I saw it the other night, and you play a character called Kyle, and it feels quite timely, what with, you know, the global economic issues that we have. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, yeah, play a fella called Kyle. He's a hard-working individual from Queens, and basically he's been lied to by Lee Gates, played by George Clooney. Yeah. He has a TV channel advising people on financial stock shares. Kyle watches it. He's trying to work hard, educate himself so he can make a bit of money and better his situation because he's got a son on the way. He watches it. He's lied to. He loses all this money. He's rightfully annoyed, to put it politely.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he runs into this studio and holds George Clooney hostage, and that's where the action begins.
Yeah, yeah. And it's what is good about it is it ramps up the tension, but within the confines of quite a small space, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was very claustrophobic.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was nice to be in the one setting, the one location as an actor. It's nice to wake up in the morning and definitely know where you're going to be.
Yeah, because, I mean, your last film, The Unbroken, that you did with Angelina Jolie, I mean, that was... You were all over the place with doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was all over the shop. Yeah, in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Supposedly Japan at one stage as well. We were trying to make Australia look like Japan. Apparently that's possible.
Is it? What were the techniques?
Oh, you just got to hire a top-rate locations department. They were top-rate.
Yeah, that's the key to anything, yeah. In my view. I think I first saw you probably, because I didn't, I know you were in Skins and stuff on Chapel, but I didn't really see that. But I think I first saw you in Start Up, which was the prison film, wasn't it? Which is kind of your breakthrough role, really. And it was one of those things where, you know, and I don't say this because you're here and I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass, but you sort of watched it and thought, that is a major new talent. Did you know when you were making Start Up that it was going to gain that kind of attention?
Not necessarily. We was all hopeful.
Yeah.
And we knew that if we do it right, then it should meet the right response. But, I mean, thankfully by that point I had certain experiences, you know, in training and learning on the job. Mm. And so I had good reason to feel confident, certainly within playing the character. I felt like I knew enough about him anyway to lead a movie trying to portray his story.
Sure.
And yeah, we had a great cast as well. I think the detail of that movie was really spot on, and there was a great supporting cast in there, great script.
Yeah.
And David McKenzie, our director, he's got a good, real keen eye for it and really easy to work with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was very, very ideal.
Speaking of directors, so Jodie Foster directed Money Monster, of course. So, I mean, what's she like as a director? How did you get on with her?
Yeah, very committed person.
Yeah.
Quite an intellect, I'd say. Yeah. Very smart. She speaks like three languages.
Does she?
Yeah.
Which three does she speak?
Italian fluently.
Yeah.
French.
Yeah.
And she can understand Spanish. So that's been very useful on this European press tour.
I can well imagine, yeah. So, look, working with people like George Clooney, you know, he's been in that game a long time himself and stuff, and also started off in television. I mean, did you sort of instantly have a bond when you sort of work and meet a Hollywood actor, or did you kind of have to work at sort of being friends on set, or did it come naturally?
No, I mean, he wasn't at all standoffish.
Yeah.
He was very welcoming, very interested in what I was perhaps interested in, and with us having common interests in sport,
yep.
You know, different versions of that, obviously, with him being American, me being British, my sport of choice is football, but he's very open-minded to all that, very interested, and he likes a laugh and a joke as well.
I was going to say, he's known for these on-set practical jokes, Clooney, isn't he? Did that happen?
Yeah, he got us once. So I was doing press-ups and he come and stood behind me in front of the whole crew,
yeah.
And pretended to do exercises himself, but really, really corny ones. So as I've stood up from my press-ups that I was doing for professional reasons, I hastily add.
Yeah, of course.
I'm back on my feet, red-faced anyway, and I've got the whole crew laughing at me, because George's metaphorically had my pants down.
That's an interesting thought for anyone listening. Jack, have you gone all Hollywood at any point? Or, you know, I know you retain your Derbyshire roots, but have you ever eaten kale? Be honest.
Yeah, I have actually. Yeah, I've eaten it out of a bag that resembled a packet of crisps.
I've had that. Yeah. What did you make of it? I thought it was horrible.
It's all right, I couldn't live on it, though.
No, you don't want to do that. It's disgusting. Fine, look, I know we've only got it for limited time, but I know that early on in your career, you were given advice by Ian Brown, Stone Roses. Is that right?
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Good, so
what
did he say when and how did that happen?
Right, I'll set the scene. Benicassim Festival, nice. 2010.
Good.
I managed to get my way into the artist area because I was actually playing that day with a band, but I didn't have a pass, so I had to sneak my way in.
Yeah.
And then I bumped into Ian Brown, big idol of mine. So I thought, right, I've got to say something. I goes, yeah, Ian, it's my first gig today. I only said this just so I had a topic for him. I wasn't necessarily picking his brains.
Yeah.
I goes, you got any advice then, Ian? And he's gone, yeah, don't be nervous, have a purpose.
It's good advice.
Gold.
It's very gold. Good.
I'm going to get that tattooed. Don't get that tattooed, because that's my next one.
Where are you going to put it?
Oh, I don't know, I'll have to think about it.
Yeah, all right. Ian Brown would be proud of you, I'm sure. Final question to you, right, because this is a question. I was watching Money Monster, and obviously it runs very much like an economy show. It's about money in the markets, and the ticker tape stuff's running all over it. And it occurred to me that I have not a clue about the markets or what any of it means. And I just wondered whether you do or did or have just since learnt it or got interested, or is it something you're just not bothered with?
Now all of my education on this topic has come through the movie, making the movie and watching it.
Yeah.
I think that's by design, though. I think we're excluded purposely from understanding it because it's all in code and it feels that way anyway.
It does, doesn't it? Because you watch that stuff go along the bottom of the screen and, I've tried, but I have no idea what any of it... And then you listen to a news report with it in and it's just gobbledygook.
It's all jargon, isn't it? I think that's why people go to universities and study it and all, just so it keeps people more exclusive. But, look, there's nothing illegal in it and it's there for a reason. It's probably not that unfair a system. It's just rife with abuse.
Yeah,
and I think that's why our film unfolds anyway.
Well, it does. I mean, it's interesting in that sense because it sort of gives you a different side, because we're used to seeing films about that world from much as The Wolf of Wall Street and that kind of thing. But this obviously gives you an entirely different perspective on it, and also from the point of view of you or I.
Yeah, I think it's character driven as well, the story, and very humanised.
Yeah.
So I think that's important and all. Very naturalistic, I hope.
Well, it is. Jack, listen, we're out of time. Thanks so much for your time. Pleasure to talk to you.
Good talking to you, lads. Sorry about that hiccup halfway through. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, no one knows the reasons for hiccups. Jack, thank you so much. That's Jack O'Connell. He's in the new film Money Monster. Also stars George Clooney, Julia Roberts, directed by Jodie Foster. And I think it's out this week. It's either today or next week. Money Monster. Now, still to come on the programme, the big debate is on after 3 o'clock this afternoon. There's also an end of the week quiz testing your brand loyalty to the Talk Radio Afternoon Show. It's always quite weird doing interviews, right, down an ISDN line when you can't see the person you're actually talking to. They can't see you, and they're just staring at a wall, and you're just... And then it drops out, and so it's just always weird, I find. Because if you're interviewing an actor, what you want to be doing is staring them in the face, just to put them off a bit. Because it's quite difficult, because you've got to, you know, if you don't know someone and you're trying to talk to them within the allotted time of 9 minutes, which is all you're kind of given for these celebrity publicity junket things, it's always a tricky beast. But I thought he was all right. I thought he was very good. You know, Jack Connell. He's like, yeah. Cornelius has no opinion. Right, fine.
Sorry, John, my line went down there.
Very good. We're going to set up Hawking.
He's on his way.
That's good news. So Professor Stephen Hawking, if you're a regular listener, you will know Professor Stephen Hawking joins us on a Friday to tell us a joke. Now, the reason he does this is because it forms part of our audio lolly stick. Do you remember lolly sticks when they... Well, I'm going to say they... You're talking the 80s, probably, when a lolly stick... had the setup to a joke on the bottom end of the lolly stick, and then the punchline to the joke on the bit of the lolly stick that was hidden under the icy treat. And then to get to the punchline after you'd read the setup, you had to suck the lolly off. So, I don't know whether you remember lollies, Michael McIntyre. Do you remember lollipops? Michael McIntyre's here this afternoon.
Hello, it's good to be back for the second time this show and seemingly the 100th time this week. How are you, John?
Do you remember the lollipops?
Lollipops, yes. Do you remember lollipops? Okay, now here's the thing. Why is it?
You remember the lollipops?
Yes, okay, thank you. I don't like being mocked, thank you.
Do you remember the lollipops?
Okay, thank you. So why is it when you go to the supermarket and you buy a box of lollipops and lollipops. It costs about £2, okay? Now, when you go to an ice cream van... You buy one lollipop, and it costs like $1.99. I mean, why are ice cream men getting paid so much just to open a box?
I think that's because you're asking for $1.99, which is an ice cream. With the flake in it!
I seem to misjudge the situation. And I'm sorry.
Michael McIntyre there with us on Talk Radio. Now, we need your jokes, because it's that Professor Stephen Hawking desires. He will choose one. He will read out your setup to your joke. The punchline then only available, you see, like the lollipop, on our podcast. That's why it's like an audible lolly stick. The setup on the stick, the punchline is only available on the podcast. Download the podcast at talkradio.co.uk or iTunes. So send your... jokes this way. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And then Professor Stephen Hawking will be along before the end of the programme to sift through, choose, and then read out one of your jokes. Still to come then, as I say, there will be the big debate at 3 o'clock, just after 3 o'clock. There will be our end of the week quiz. And being a Friday, apart from it being Some Request Friday, where we'll play speeches and talks at your behest, requests or dedications, we will be having a live music session. It's from a busker that we've gone out and dragged in from the streets of London. We've taken him by the hand and quite literally led him through the streets of London all the way to the studio, and we'll be having live music from him before 4 o'clock this afternoon, because that's what we do on a Friday. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hello, Dad's Taxi.
Hi, I'd like to make a booking for tonight. Don't know when, in town, somewhere hard to find, but wait in the car. And you'll need to take Vicky home, she'll be crying, but don't say anything because you're so embarrassing.
Fed up with ferrying them around? If yours is over 18, they can get their very own C1 with Citroën Simply Drive, including 3 years insurance and everything they need for the road, for one monthly payment. Get your own car back with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën.
Join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month and get a free 32-inch LG TV. A free TV? Incredible! Did I say that out loud? Catch Sky Atlantic's must-see shows, including Billions, and get a free TV when you join Sky from £20 a month. Offer ends 9th of June. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
To show how tender the pulled pork at Subway stores is when you cook it for 7 hours, we've stretched this message into 7 hours.
Taste the mouth-watering, amazingly succulent pulled pork covered.
Or if you can't wait that long, get to Subway to enjoy the slow-cooked pulled pork sub now with your choice of sauce. The pulled pork sub at Subway. Cooked slow, eaten fast. Available until 5th of July while stocks last. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At just coming up to 3 o'clock, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the plane wreckage is found, palace intruder is convicted a murderer, and David Ginola has heart surgery.
Talk Radio.
Passengers' belongings have been found among debris in the Mediterranean, thought to belong to the missing Egypt airplane. The Egyptian military made the discovery 200 miles north of the country's coast. 66 people, including a British man, were on board the flight from Paris to Cairo when it came down. Philip Baum is an aviation expert.
The pilot may well have been struggling to keep control of the aircraft after a significant incident on board. We don't know. If it was a bomb, it's fairly late in the flight. That would be somewhat unusual. Generally, people that put bombs on board aircraft want them to detonate reasonably early into the flight.
A convicted murderer who scaled the walls of Buckingham Palace has been jailed for 4 months. Dennis Hennessy spent almost 10 minutes admiring the gardens before he was arrested earlier this week. The court heard the 41-year-old was on licence for killing a homeless man in 1992. A man in his 60s has been arrested after four women were stabbed in Hampton in West London. Police say he's been questioned on suspicion of attempted murder. NHS trusts in England have run up their biggest ever deficit in the last year, going £2.45 billion into the red. It's more than £400 million worse than planned. Adam Roberts is the head of economics at the Health Foundation think tank.
What we've seen with these deficits, they are large, but equally they're not the result of one or two providers who are really struggling. This is the majority of hospitals are currently posting a deficit. This isn't failures of one or two places. These are systemic issues. Workforce planning is key to that. But there are a number of different pressures on the system.
The Justice Secretary, Michael Gove, has warned the NHS will face unsustainable pressure over the next 14 years by migrants unless Britain leaves the European Union. The Out campaigner says the UK will face an influx the equivalent to the population of Scotland. A further two people have been arrested after 11 children were bitten by a dog at a park in Northumberland. Most youngsters needed hospital treatment after the attack on Wednesday evening. A 42-year-old man and 34-year-old woman are being held on suspicion of having a dog dangerously out of control after a 37-year-old woman was bailed. Lib Dem peer Lord Rupert Reidsdale is a dangerous dogs campaigner.
We've actually changed the law, making it much more the owner's responsibility to keep the dog under control, so that if you own a dog, you are responsible if the dog attacks. I mean, this is such a rare event, and it's really shocking. There's millions of dogs in the country.
And former footballer David Ginola is awake and talking to his family after recovering from a quadruple heart bypass. He was taken to hospital after collapsing while playing football in France yesterday.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Scattered showers in the north and west, mostly dry elsewhere with some brighter sunny spells, but more rain spreading across western parts later, highs of 19 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria. It's 2 minutes past three. Ben's got the sport live from inside a fire engine on its way to an emergency.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England were eventually all out for 298 on day two of the first test with Sri Lanka. Johnny Bairstow was dismissed for 140 on his home ground, Headingley. Sri Lanka just underway in their first innings, six without loss. So the football then, and England striker Harry Kane. England's first warm-up match against Turkey on Sunday. Kane says there's much quality throughout the group.
We've got a great young, kind of fearless squad. We're all excited to kind of just go out there and play our football. I think you see in the game against Germany, we kind of had that no-fear attitude. We just went out there, we played our football. Even when we're 2-0 down, we carried on, and the rewards are there. So we just got to go with that attitude to the Euros, put in a lot of hard work, and okay, just enjoy it.
Finally, tennis. Andy Murray will face an as-yet unknown qualifier in the first round of the French Open. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And there was Ben's sport today, live from a fire engine on its way to an emergency. It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes. I have no idea why I'm talking in that voice. Right, so it's breaking news. We have breaking news for you this afternoon. You've just heard Victoria with the news, of course, but now there's some breaking it. The Bomb Disposal Squad are at ITV on London's South Bank carrying out a controlled explosion. Because you'll have heard this earlier in the week, Katie Price's son Harvey dropped the C-bomb live on Loose Women. He was on the programme to talk about online trolling and dropped the C-bomb during an interview. As a result, Loose Women have cordoned off the Loose Woman, Andrea McLean, and police have blown up Carol McGiffin with a robot. More on this breaking story as we have it with Victoria at 3:30 this afternoon.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
It's time for the big debate. Past three, time for the big debate on Talk Radio. And the thing that everyone is talking about this afternoon is whether or not machines can mimic the sense, and that's S-C-E-N-T-S, of reality. And this is the big story, because everyone's talking about this, no one's talking about anything else at all. Can machines smell? Well, on the phone now is someone who's very much against the notion of smelling, thinks that all smells should be stopped. It's Michael on the telephone. Is that Michael?
Yeah, all right, John.
Yeah, hi, Michael.
Short text now, first time caller. You all right?
Yeah, very well. Yeah, thanks for calling in.
It smells, right?
Yeah.
We're bombarded with them every day, like everywhere we go. I went to a farmer's market the other day,
yep.
And they're just everywhere. Everywhere you go, you walk to one stall to the next, you're confronted with a different smell. And by the end of it, my nose was knackered, and yeah. I'm suffering from sort of nasal fatigue.
Yeah,
and it's all down to smells.
Yeah,
and
so
I think something needs to be done about it, John.
So you basically would call for an end to smells, just all of them. I mean, because some people have nice, like smells, some people,
yeah.
The smells are horrible. You would just think all smells, that's it, put them in the smell bins.
Well, I think if you weigh up your smells, right, some of them are good. Yeah, don't get me wrong, you know, we all like some smells. But on the whole, the majority of smells are bad ones. They're negative smells.
Yes.
So I think it's just to call it a day on a lot of them.
Yeah.
I think we'd be better off that way, with no smells.
All right, stay on the line for me, please, Michael, because I want to bring in Anthony, who's on the other line, and he's very much, has the opposing point of view, he's very much in favour of smells. Is that right, Anthony?
Can I just say, you've been a bit soft on him. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've been all nice, because it's like his first go, yeah?
Yes.
Like, whereas I've had loads of goes, and you're like, oh, you can take it.
Listen.
Like, why don't you give it to him? Give it to him, because he's...
Anthony!
No, shut up, because it smells, yeah?
Yeah, Anthony, just let him...
What?
Look.
No, come on, make my point, please.
You're making the programme stink.
Yeah,
you're making it stink. You're stinking it.
Oh, he's my face.
First-time caller, and don't discourage them. Right, so, do it. Right,
not
so,
care.
Anthony, why are you forced...
Smells, how can you live without smells? Like, they're important, like, they give you information, like, whether your dog has been sick down the back of the sofa. Like, we're learning information about each other through smells.
Yes, but hang on.
Anthony, I can't let that pass. They just had a mouthful of Bovril.
I can't let that pass, because you've mentioned dogs really early on, and they sniff each other's arses, and that's not a nice smell.
But that's how they know. That's how they learn.
It like, isn't how they learn.
You sniff people's arses, perhaps you learn about them.
Yeah, well, I've tried it, and I didn't learn anything. So you're not even right.
No, sorry, look, I've got to play devil's advocate. I want to bring in Michael there again. Michael, he's obviously saying, have you ever smelt a dog's arse?
Oh, hello, Michael. You tell us your excellent idea, Michael. Yes, lovely, Michael.
Michael, have you ever smelt a dog's arse? Michael.
Gone.
Yeah. Michael's got... Michael, are you there?
Hello.
No, Michael's there. Yeah, Michael, have you...
Yeah, sorry, I just talked... I've heard this guy, Anthony, before. You know, he's always mouthing off on here.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like he'll just back or go against any sort of argument you've got going.
Yeah.
You know, and anyone with any sense knows that smells are, on the whole, bad. And I dream of
smells
a day...
on the whole?
When
smells on the whole?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, especially them. They're the worst kind. And I dream of a day where our sort of nasal sort of receptors can be sort of melded and, you know, burnt away so we can just smell nothing but neutral smells the whole
can
time.
Can I come back in on that? Can I come back in on that, please? Anthony. Because you talk about being
Anthony, let him finish his point. Anthony, let him finish his point, then I'll bring you back
in. Can you let me finish, please? Oh. I think it was God in the Bible who said, if thy nose offends thee, cut it off. And that's what I'm proposing today.
Right, okay, you can now come back in, Anthony. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy for Voldemort, but can I just say, if there's a gas leak in his house, he's not had a gas, he's going to come out of his cooker going, hello, hello, get out of the house, open the windows, you have to smell it. It saved your life, you idiot. You're a dead man, Michael. You're a dead man.
Let me talk
with
about...
your stupid nose on the floor.
Let me talk about the trials they're having in Sweden. They've got smell bins now in Sweden, and this is specifically the trials are for guffs, right? They've got it's like a recycling bin. It's like where you put your clothes or your bottles. They've got holes in the side, but the holes are shaped like arses, and people can go and put their arses in the hole and fart in a bin, and then they come into the council, come and take the smells away. Would you accept that?
This is the world that Anthony wants us to live in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
And it's the smells like that that make this country stink, John. The whole thing stinks.
Mate,
just get rid of the smells.
Mate.
You know?
What about...
Do not say I don't love my country.
All right. What about this? There's a lobby, as you both well know, that worry about smells being transported through the night. Now, this, of course, is the so-called secret trains, aren't they? With the canisters that take smells up and down this country, the country where we live, up and down without telling people. And there are, and if there's a crash, think about the smells that could get out. And that is what people have a problem with, Anthony.
Yeah, but that has to happen. Like, you talk about the smells of the country. I'm not being funny, but your friend there, Voldemort, with your nose on the floor, has committed treason. Because, are you saying that? What are you saying? Are you saying that the Queen's blow-offs smell bad?
The Queen's...
treason, bro.
Michael, do you want to come back on that? Do the Queen's blow-offs smell bad?
Anthony,
let him speak.
I smell one once.
Anthony,
she is an old woman.
Yes.
She is an old woman. We all love her. But it's not just her. It's those corgis.
Yeah, well, yes.
That house stinks.
Do you love your country?
I love... Hey, of course I love my country. But
then,
that doesn't
do you
mean
accept that the Queen
the Queen's farts don't
Do you
stink.
Accept that the Queen is fit? Because if you love your country...
Don't get me wrong. I would have in her day.
Number one, the Queen. Number one, the Queen. Now. Number two, the Queen Mother. Now. Number three, Prince Charles, probably.
The Queen now, Aunt Michael, would you?
Well, I've got to do all of them.
Yes. Do you love your country? Oh, my God. Simple question.
Hey, look. If I can have some sort of device to cover my nose, then yes.
That's a fair answer, Anthony.
I can't believe you even said that.
I want to bring in some of the text we're getting in. Here's a question. What if smells mixed, good and bad? Now, let me go through these. Something's coming. These are examples. If smells mixed, yes or no? Bacon, everyone likes, right? So what if the smell of bacon mixed with the smell of sick? Yes or no?
No.
Don't care.
Flowers and farts.
Nice. What's wrong with it? If it's your own, they're nice.
Right. Okay. And these two, freshly baked bread, and according to rumours, Gary Lightbody out of Snow Patrol.
I don't even understand that question. As opposed to the rest of this, that is a silly question. Like, I was enjoying an intelligent debate until then.
No, that's the. No, I'm just reading out the texts as they come in. All right, okay. What do you make of this then? All right, Anthony. Okay, what do you make of this then? Right. So,
the attitude. You wouldn't have talked to Michael like that.
No. I would talk to Michael in exactly the same way as I treat all my callers.
Prejudice.
I'm not
against me. This is prejudice.
It's not, because I'm prejudiced against everybody, and so that's the same, isn't it?
Mate, all I'm saying is you want to be careful.
Well,
mate,
speaking of prejudice, Anthony, right? Okay, yeah. Good. You're saying that unifying smells, right, is a bad thing. You want to keep them separate. That's racist. That's racist to smells,
no,
Anthony.
No, I'm saying
you come on the phone on this programme time and time again with your racist views.
You don't know where I am, bruv. You don't know where I am, bruv. What?
Well, I know where you are. I know exactly where you are.
Do not restrain me. Do not restrain me.
Anthony's in the studio. He's in the studio.
Do not restrain me.
Anthony's
in the studio. Smell that. Thank you.
Go to the advert.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles, no one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the abominable snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit, and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, get a real deal on 100mm Thermalite Shield blocks, just 87 pence each ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, okay? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurance Bureau, comprehensive cover and non-fault claims only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Wiltshire, the westbound side of the M4, one lane blocked due to an accident at junction 17 for Chippenham and the A350. The inside lane of the three's block there, recovery is yet to commence. In Gloucestershire, the northbound side of the M5 still very slow following an accident at the Tewkesbury turn at junction 9 for the A46. Queues remain back towards junction 11 for the A40. And further north through Worcestershire, the northbound M5 still busy from 7 up to 4-8 following a broken down lorry earlier this afternoon which closed two lanes. All lanes now open but delays remain. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and I do apologise for the scenes in here this afternoon.
Am I being detained?
Yes, you're being detained. You heard...
What is the charge, please?
Just wait. Anthony there stormed the studio. He was phoning in to talk about smells from outside. He was in the vicinity and decided to come into the
because
studio.
There is lies and prejudice on this station.
Be quiet.
There's lies and prejudice. Get off!
Now we've
did
got
you
him.
See that? Oh.
Yeah, I saw that. We've got him pinned down by security in the studio. Anthony, just bear with us. Just you cannot
can
come
you
into.
To take
you
the can't twist ties
you
off.
You can't
please.
Come into studios and attack people on the radio. Everybody heard it. There, whatever the.
I was making a point. Is there no free speech anymore? No. Oh, get off!
Whatever the ear equivalent of a witness is, that's what the people, the four people that listen to this show heard that, right? Michael, are you still on the phone?
Yeah, I am, John. Yeah,
did you hear that, Michael? Did you hear what happened?
Well, it sums up the attitude towards smells in this country. I think the whole thing reeks, to be honest
yeah,
with you,
well,
mate.
You're absolutely right.
Mate, like, enjoy this one, yeah? Enjoy the first one for free, yeah? Because I tell you, two more, and he's in, mate. He's going to come for you.
Listen, you're not coming for anyone anymore.
I will come for you, bro.
You've been detained.
I will come for you. I will come for you.
You will not. You've been detained. And get him out of here. Get Ferron. Get Anthony out of here. Get him.
This is an oppressive state.
Get out of the studio. You can't just walk into studios.
Same on you.
Get out of here. You can't walk into studios. How holy thing you are. Michael, I do apologise for that. That was shocking there. I really do apologise. It was.
I think he's cheapened the debate, John, well, to be honest. You know, he's got a chip on his shoulder. I don't know what about.
You're absolutely right. He had a knife on his shoulder as well, which is what I was worried about. But, listen, Michael, first time caller. I hope he hasn't put you off.
Well, it got a bit hairy for a while there, but. Yeah. No, I'll still be listening.
All right,
I'll
thanks very much, Michael. Thanks very much. Could you, in one word, just sum up the debate for us, please?
Gladiola.
That's Michael there, very much against smells, and Anthony, who got very... I mean, that debate did get very heated, it's fair to say. Cornelius, we've got some reactions coming in.
Yeah, Tom Borman says, well, that escalated quickly. Yeah. John Gibbons says, smells are an assault on the personal, intimate property of the nasal passages against our will. Ban them. And Smell Gibson says, smell is what drives me to drink.
And I've got this, because John, don't forget the history. Smells were first introduced to Britain. This is true, of course, by Columbus, who brought them back from America back when he came back. And what else have we got here? Put them all beyond use, John. Put smells beyond use. John, of course, Google are working on a car with a bonnet that will collect smells. They've got a sticky bonnet, and as it drives around, it will collect smells. There are trials of that in Sweden. Sorry, I'm just quite...
John, it's a shame that
if I'm honest,
really.
I'm quite shaken up by that, because you know, a studio invasion like that while you're live on air...
Well, it spilt my champagne all over the desk.
I know. Alan Brazil will be in here in a minute to lick it up.
Yeah.
It's fine. Well, while we take your reactions on 87222...
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I don't know whether you've seen any of the news, Cornelius.
The news!
Yes, the news.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Right, well, it's quite complicated, isn't it, the news?
Oh, the thing is, that's why I can't see it, because I just can't get my head around
it.
Well,
allow us to help, because this is where... We explain the news by breaking it down to its simplest form. It's, if you do that, if you strip all the layers away, what do you end up with? You end up with Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables on Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's the news in haikus.
Scottish Golf Club won't welcome women. Sadly, it's just like Con's bedroom.
The news in haikus. It's 3:23 in the afternoon, and you know what? The haters gonna hate. Hey. This is where we take all of the texts and the tweets we've received over the past week from the haters with a Z. And we don't throw them away. We don't ignore them. No, what we do is we give them to Con, which is what Cornelius insists is a shortening of his name when it really isn't, because it would be corn. But anyway, what we do, we send him to the lift here in the building, his hands full of the haters' texts and tweets, and start the lift moving downwards through the building. He has to read them out live from the lift. It is a feature we call condescending. He should be in the lift right now. Cornelius, you there? In the lift.
Hello, John. Hello. Here I am outside the lift. I almost lost it there. Right, I'm in. Okay. Let me press the buttons. This is what's on the radio.
That sounds like Virgin Radio playing a lift. That's what.
Okay, I'm in the lift. Okay, and floor zero, please. Cheers. Here we go. Chappie says, seriously, who are this pair of idiots broadcasting right now? Hashtag cringeworthy. Hashtag seriously, I'm funny. O Vienna says, this is embarrassing. I'm just sticking to Julia Hartley Brewer 1. Would you like to read one? It's just a new... Yeah, yeah.
I'm not English,
mate. No, you're not English. Okay, no worries. Yeah, okay, no worries.
That went well. Well done.
How does this station genuinely expect anyone to listen to this afternoon show? Someone texted that into our show. That. Yeah, can you believe that? You know why your station doesn't include you in its marketing? Imagine actually advertising and trying to convince people to listen to that. What do you think of that? That's mean, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I think this show has a drinking problem. Thanks, mate. See you later. Owen, come in. Quickly. No, we have to go down, but you have to come in. No, Owen, come on. Ah, Owen. I've never liked him. John, would you like to replace Con with my son? He can read to an 8-year-old standard. Thank you, Jenny, for that.
True.
Between 1 and 4 p.m., I go down to the co-op and just listen to their in-store radio, as it's better than John Holmes. I think it says a lot about this show that you upload a video of a boy jumping up and down on a sofa as an actual highlight. Thank you, Simone. Right, back to you, John.
Thanks very much, Cornelius, and your various colleagues in the lift with you today. Yeah, that's condescending. If you hate this show, then please get in touch. 87222.
Slight message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Slight message with anything you like.
And you could well be in next week's condescending. Right, I'll stop that. Right, so it's
smooth.
Thanks. It's some request Friday.
What's that?
Well, I'll tell you, Cass, Ask Podcast. Why aren't you through the glass? Why have you come into the studio?
Because you sent Con away, and somebody needs to monitor you and watch you.
Well, you'd fine job you did a minute ago when a man burst into the studio and attacked me.
I'm not a ninja. I can't stop these things happening. What about security downstairs? Where were they?
Where were they?
Where was Con? Where just sat here, watching you getting beaten up.
It's Some Request Friday. If you'd like to request a speech, you absolutely can. For dedication, a speech, a dedication, for an anniversary, a birthday, whatever. Already Gary in Sheffield wanted to hear George W. Bush's State of the Union speech, Axis of Evil, from 2002, because it reminded him of a romantic fling he had with the daughter of an Italian vineyard, and a life that could have been. We played that for him. Joe called in from Peterborough, finished his exams, wanted to celebrate. To do that, he wanted to hear Adam Leipzig's TED Talk of How to Know Your Life Purpose in 5 minutes, and he says it's really, really set up his weekend. We can set up your weekend with a talk or a speech. It's a speech radio station. Request a talk or a speech. 87222.
Sight message with the word talk.
Yum. let's have a look. Hi, John. Should we take another phone call?
Oh, yes.
Let's take a phone call.
People have been calling.
You can call in and leave a message. 0844. And I think we've got someone on the phone now.
Hi, John, it's Eric here. Eric. I'm going to the carpet showroom to smell the carpets and decide what I should lay in my photography studio. Could you play Ivan Coyote's TED Talk, Why We Need Gender-Neutral Bathrooms, to help me make a decision? It's my favourite thinking speech. Ta!
There you go. That was Eric leaving a message there. He's going to a carpet showroom. He heard the debate about smells earlier, got excited, went to smell the carpets to decide which one he should lay in his photography studio, as you heard. He was here. Ivan Coates' TED Talk, Why We Need Gender-Neutral Bathrooms. So it's his favourite thinking speech while he's trying to work stuff out. So especially for you then, Eric, this afternoon, here it is.
Trans people and trans issues, they've been getting a lot of mainstream media attention lately, and this is a great and necessary thing, but most of that attention has been focused on a very few individuals, most of whom are kind of rich. And pretty famous. And probably don't have to worry that much anymore about where they're going to pee in between classes at their community college. Or where they're going to get changed into their gym strip at their public high school. Fame and money insulates these television star trans people from most of the everyday challenges that the rest of us have to tackle on a daily basis. Public bathrooms. They've been a problem for me since as far back as I can remember. First when I was just a little baby tomboy, and then later as a masculine-appearing, predominantly estrogen-based organism. Now, today, as a trans person, public bathrooms and change rooms are where I am most likely to be questioned or harassed.
And that was the TED Talk there by, who was it? It was, Ivan Coyote, that's right. Why we need gender-neutral bathrooms to help, why we need gender-neutral bathrooms, and it helped Eric make a decision. He's in a carpet showroom smelling the carpets.
How can you not know that's not Ivan Coyote, idiot?
I know.
One of the biggest speeches out there.
I know. Well, I preferred his early work, and that's the problem. But he changed, you know, he very much changed style later on, of course, but his early work, you know, then he went all elite. Judas. Mm. Still to come, live music on the radio. We've dragged a busker in, taken him by the hand, led him through the streets of London. He'll be here for live music on a Live Music Friday on Talk Radio after Victoria's done the news.
Talk Radio.
Wreckage, including seats and suitcases thought to be from the missing Egypt Air flight, have been found not far from the port city of Alexandria. The plane vanished over the Mediterranean Sea en route from Paris to Cairo in the early hours of yesterday morning. The search continues for its black box recorders. Aviation expert David Learmount says there are a number of things that could have gone wrong.
Although I think my money, like a lot of people's money, is on this being sabotage, it's not certainly that, because it also happened at night. It's when the pilots are at their circadian low, so you are not at your peak performance.
A convicted murderer has been jailed for 4 months for scaling the perimeter wall of Buckingham Palace. 41-year-old Dennis Hennessy from Wembley in northwest London admitted to trespassing on a protected site and criminal damage. He spent 10 minutes admiring the gardens before he was arrested on Wednesday night. A man's been questioned on suspicion of attempted murder after three women were stabbed near a Sainsbury's car park in Hampton, West London. A fourth woman was discovered in a property nearby. Leave campaigner Michael Gove claims staying in the EU would result in unsustainable pressure on the NHS caused by what he's called an influx of migrants. The Justice Secretary has predicted more than 5 million people would come to live in the UK by 2030. And Kesha has been told she can perform at the Billboard Music Awards after her record label initially refused. She's currently in a legal battle with the man who runs it, Dr. Luke. He denies her claims that he sexually and emotionally abused her. The weather: outbreaks of rain spreading northeastwards overnight, with the heaviest rain expected in the west, lows of 11 degrees. Tomorrow will be mostly dry for southeastern England.
Mostly dry.
Outbreaks of rain elsewhere will become increasingly patchy throughout the day. Some showers in the northwest, though. There's more in half an hour.
Great. You done?
Yeah.
Right. 3:32 is Talk Radio.
across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith, tomorrow morning from 8
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Three. So, it's Talk Radio. Yes, in the afternoon. And you know I promised you live music. Well, I'm bloody well going to deliver as well, because it's Friday afternoon. So, we go out onto the streets. If you are a regular listener, then you'll know this. We find a busker working their patch and ruin their afternoon by taking them away from any notion of earning any money. Today, we've dragged one in. He's called Alex. Hello, Alex.
How you doing?
Very good. You?
Very well.
Good. Where are you from?
Australia.
Yeah. How long have you been here?
12 months. This is my 12-month anniversary. I've been here for about a year.
Okay. Yeah. I know what 12 months is.
Yeah, yeah.
So, in terms of why did you come here? Why?
Well, I was driving down to Melbourne from Sydney.
Yeah.
And I pulled over on a dirt road and I booked a one-way ticket. And just for gigs, just for my music career.
Sure.
Just to tour around Europe and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. And what made you choose? I mean, you could have... you could have gone anywhere, couldn't you, really? The world, literally, your oyster. Alex, why did you choose here?
Well, this sort of mentor that I have said, you've got to go to Los Angeles or London. And my mum's Swedish, so I can easily come here.
Oh, fine.
So here I am. And I love it so far. It's a great place.
Yeah. And so has it been everything you dreamed of and more?
Yeah, I mean, I remember I've had a few landlord rip-off situations for the early days, but got over that patch, and now I'm touring in the summer. I've got the Time Out Magazine Rising Star gig.
Excellent
in July.
News. Good work.
So, yeah, it's all happening.
Yeah.
And I do a busk around, I do gigs, so it's...
Yeah.
And I'm working on my next album at the moment, so...
When you say next album, is that... So there's one already?
Yeah, there's one already. Oh. It's on everywhere.
Okay.
Or you can illegally download it or go to Spotify or iTunes. Yeah.
So before we start, let's... So where would we find it? So what's it called?
How my album, my first album is called This Is Life.
Okay.
And it's on iTunes, Spotify, pretty much anywhere online.
Okay. And you're... do you just go on... What, your name?
Alex Gibson.
Alex yeah. Gibson, there you go. All right, well, Alex, we'll talk some more, but I know for a fact you're going to play a couple of tunes for us.
Yeah, yeah.
What are we going to hear first?
This one's called Animal. It's one of my tracks.
One of your tracks, Animal. It's Alex Gibson, live on Talk Radio.
There you go.
I don't need you anymore. The same old instincts can ignore, and you make me feel this way. I'm feeling like an animal, locked inside my cage. Because you're killing me, and you know, yeah, what you gonna say, what you gonna say. You're killing me, and you know, yeah. I'm swinging on vines tonight. Chewing leaves from the deadliest killer in the evergreens. And you make me feel this way. I'm feeling like an animal, a tiger in a cage. Shoot on morphine. Because you kill me, you know, yeah. What you gonna say, what you gonna say. You kill me, you know, yeah. Because you kill me, and you will know what we. What you gonna say, what you gonna say. Ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. Bustle of skin, why would could you close your eyes without me? While veil is falling off your face tonight. Now get off Tinder. Just look around. Have no mercy. Guilty pleasures can be found. And you make me feel this way. I'm feeling like get out of my tiger in a cage. Just set free. Because you're killing me and shooting off yet. What you gonna say? What you gonna say? You kill at me, shoot nowhere. Because you kill at me, and you will know what with. What you gonna say? What you gonna say? You can't have me, you know it.
Good work, good work. There you go. Didn't have the ending I expected.
No, it's a false ending, we call those in the biz, isn't it?
What do you know about the biz?
Wow. That.
Okay, fine.
Two words, false ending.
Alex, that was excellent stuff. Thank you very much. Hang around, because I know you're going to do another one for us. Yeah. Is that off your first album, or is that from the forthcoming
album? That's
a
new
album?
One.
The so new one.
A sneak preview.
Very good. Ooh. All right. So it's called a sneak preview.
Yeah, sneak preview. Wait, let me
they say in the biz.
Let me write that one down.
Yeah, good, fine. Right, that's Alex Gibson. He's with us playing live on Talk Radio this afternoon. We've literally dragged him in off the streets. We'll find out a bit more about him and hear some more music very shortly. It's Talk Radio Friday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Hello, Dad's Taxi.
Hi, I'd like to make a booking for tonight. Don't know when, in town, somewhere hard to find, but wait in the car. And you'll need to take Vicky home, she'll be crying, but don't say anything because you're so embarrassing.
Fed up with ferrying them around? If yours is over 18, they can get their very own C1 with Citroën Simply Drive, including 3 years insurance and everything they need for the road, for one monthly payment. Get your own car back with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën.
Come on!
Dad?
Window's up, kids!
Mine's stuck! The cow's licking my face!
Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flag's 5-star UK cover will get you moving again in 35 minutes on average. Plus, get up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
5-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Time at roadside from Network Report, November 15 to March 16.
Jeff the electrician loves Screwfix and shops there all the time. But he doesn't always need to go there to shop there. Like right now. He's relaxing at home, ordering from 25,000 products at Screwfix.com. Isn't it nice to have the choice, Jeff? And with next day delivery to home or site, when you order by 7 p.m. Monday to Friday or 4 p.m. at weekends, you can shop when you want, how you want. It's why those in the know Screwfix.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Starting in Wiltshire, the westbound side of the M4, one lane block due to an accident at junction 17 for Chippenham and the A350. At the inside lane of the 3's block there, recovery is yet to commence. In Gloucestershire, the northbound side of the M5 still very slow following an accident at the Tewkesbury turn at junction 9 for the A46. Queues remain back towards junction 11 for the A40. And further north, through Worcestershire, the northbound M5 still busy from 7 up to 4-8 following a broken down lorry earlier this afternoon which closed 2 lanes. All lanes now open but delays remain. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings. Beautiful lady riders. Splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yak your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is coming up to 4:15 on a Friday afternoon. What better time to ask Cornelius this question? Have you seen any of the news?
Me and the news, John, we go way back. We actually, we're twins.
Are you?
We're identical.
Right.
That's why the first letter in my name is much bigger than all the other letters in my name.
Yes, but if you and the news were identical twins, that would indicate that the news had the sort of look about it as that weird creature in the Ice Age films that has the eyes that look in different directions. Yes. That had made sweet, sweet love with a hammerhead shark. And then perhaps climbed into a paddling pool full of olive oil with the actor Marty Feldman. And not stopped there, but also with Russell Howard.
Yeah, play the haiku.
No. Also with Russell Howard and Gary Barlow. I'm not suggesting, by the way, it's them involved in the Celebrity Injunction three-way. I'm suggesting that this is what, if you were the twin of the news, that's what it would look like. Right, because you look like a cross between all those things, what I just said, due to the fact that your eyes look in different directions. One goes left, one goes right, and it's as though someone has spooned out the eye of Sid the Sloth from the Ice Age films, and then spooned out the eye of Russell Howard, the comedian Russell Howard, and put them in your skull the wrong way round. And if you were the news's twin, that's what the news would also have to look like.
Ah, right. Well, see, that's, quite complicated.
Well, it is. I just can't get my head around it. And that's why we have the news explained here on this show in the afternoons on a Friday. It's if you break the news down into its component parts, of course, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Hospital, oh, the spend to be revealed. It sounds critical.
The news in haikus. Good afternoon, then. Welcome. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon, in the Friday afternoon. It means it's live music in session afternoon. If you've just joined us, you've already missed one song from Alex Gibson, who's a singer-songwriter from Australia originally. He's been here a year. He has one album out already, which is called
This Is Life.
This Is Life. And you'll find that on your Spotifys and all the usual outlets. But he's played one of his own tunes. He's going to play us another one. Before he does, let's find out a little bit more about him. So, okay, so you came over here a year ago,
yeah,
right? And did you plunge then straight into the busking scene, or did you sort of go straight to the gig scene, given that now you do both?
Well, I guess I did everything. I was like, I was doing all these gigs all over London.
Yeah.
And then I'd be on Portobello Road on Saturdays and Trafalgar Square and around the city during the week.
Sure.
So a bit of both. I played at Glastonbury Sky Bar. That was fun. It was kind of like I was on the outskirts of the festival on a stage to all the people who were glamping.
Oh, yeah.
So I would say, before every set, I'd say, "Hello, Glastonbury." But then they'll be on the other side, who the paying ticket holders were inside the festival.
Doesn't matter, it's still Glastonbury.
It was Glastonbury, I played at Glastonbury.
It still counts.
It was. I played at Glastonbury.
Yeah, that's exactly, well, that's what I'm taking from this conversation.
Yeah. I played Glastonbury after I told jokes to four people in a shed.
Yeah, wow.
It's true.
But you were in the Glastonbury county.
No, it's at the festival.
There's a shed
with four seats in, and they said, you can go in and tell jokes. So I did. Didn't do very well, but I still played Glastonbury.
Well, you see, out of the three of us, I've never played Glastonbury,
yeah,
so
well,
you two win, frankly.
Yeah.
However lame yours might be, Bonnie. but what I'm wondering is, if there's someone listening who is maybe listening in Australia, like, you know, you are one of those people. If someone wants to break into the music scene and they come to London to do so, as you did, what's your advice to start off, the very first thing you have to do?
I just think you have to
I think you have to get some music to get out there. You have to have some original music
recorded
that you can start sharing with people.
Yeah.
But I'd say just get out on the busking, doing gigs, open mic nights. Just get yourself out there because eventually people, if they like it, they'll listen. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It takes a good amount of time to get into a scene in a country, you know. In a city like London, it's such a huge place.
Yeah, and I guess when you arrived on your own, and you got no idea.
I had no idea. I had a mate of a mate, and they put me up on that couch for like 6 weeks, and until I was probably haven't been there for too long, and then I just kept doing gig after gig after gig, and eventually, you realise that it's usually a smaller scene than you'd think it would be. Like everyone seems to know everybody.
Yeah.
In the singer songwriter small, you know, in the circles of people who are on the way up, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'd say just get out there and be prepared to embarrass yourself and put yourself in awkward situations.
Take every gig. Right.
Take the gig.
Like this one.
even if it's one person in the audience.
Yeah.
Like I think when Sting his big gig before he got signed, he was two people in the audience but one of them was the guy that signed him. So. I'd say you just have to look at every gig and just treat it like it's the biggest gig you've ever done.
Sure. Sting's a bad example, though. Sting's rubbish, right?
No way. Dreadful.
Absolute pretentious git. I mean, really?
Legend.
I like it.
No, what?
Well, they have some good songs.
Sting?
So lonely.
Oh, Mr. Oh, I'll go to the rainforest to put a plate in my lip and eat some bark and have a little... Sting?
Da-do-do-do-da-da-da.
It's like a charisma dementor. Alex is with us. We dragged him in off the streets. What are you going to play next?
I thought I'd do a cover. One of my favourite songs. You Can Call Me Al. Paul Simon.
Oh, yes. Good work.
Love this.
Here we go. Alex Gibson playing for us live on Talk Radio this afternoon.
Man walks down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle of rest of my life is so hard? I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone dig, bone dig. Dogs in the moonlight. Far away from my well-lit boulevard. Mr. Beer belly, get these months away from you, know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and better when you call me, you can call me out. Man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention. Oh my, not to so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who be my role model? Now that my role model is gone, he's gone. He ducked back down the alleyway with some roly-poly little bad-faced girl. All alone, there were incidents and accidents, there were hints and allegations. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and better when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, the street in a strange world. Maybe it's a third world, maybe it's his first time around. Doesn't speak the language, holds no currency. He's a foreign man, and he's surrounded by the sound. Cattle in the marketplace, scattling the orphanages. He looks around and around, he sees angels in the architecture, spinning in infinity. He says, hey there, hallelujah. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and better when you call me, you can call me out. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and better when you call me, you can call me out.
Come the hell on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, live music.
That
yeah,
was
yeah,
so
yeah.
good. I love that song.
In your face, Live Lounge Radio
yeah.
1. Come on. That was excellent. Do you know what? I can't ever hear that song, though, as I know we're all doing the same, of just imagining Chevy Chase sitting in a chair in the video. That's exactly what you're doing. All right, fine. Alex, excellent stuff. Thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
It's good. I imagine you've lost loads of money by coming here, and so no one's put anything in your hat. So hang on. It's traditional that we should compensate you.
One piece.
In the tradition of, literally the tradition of music. Hang on. I've got 11 pence. What have you got, Con?
I've got 25.
Come on. There you go.
Thank you.
Put it in your hat. Right. He hasn't got a hat. Alex, what do you collect the money in, by the way? I always like to know that.
I just play for free. No, I do. I have my guitar case.
Guitar case. Yeah. Good. So, remind us where we can find you online, should people now go, that was excellent, where am I going to find him?
AlexGibsonMusic.com is my website.
Yep.
Alex Gibson Music is my Instagram and Twitter, and just look me up on Facebook. And I've got a gig on the 5th of July for Time Magazine for Rising Stars.
Excellent. How did that come about, by the way? How did they find you?
That was just a booker that I've been playing with.
Oh, great. Okay,
town. They booked me for that. So yeah.
That's
cool.
Excellent. No,
and I'm touring from Scotland down to Brighton as well.
Wow.
So that'll be fun.
Good stuff. All right, that's Alex Gibson. That's the name. Alex, thanks so much. Now, it's Some Request Friday, of course. If you want a speech or a talk as part of a request, you can. For whatever reason you like, we take your dedications. It's like Simon Mayo's All Request Friday, where he plays music, but we don't do that. We do it with talks and speeches. Earlier on, Gary, of course, wanted to hear George W. Bush's State of the Union speech, Axis of Evil, from 2002, because it reminded him of a summer spent crushing grapes in an Italian vineyard, during which he got off with the owner's daughter. And it reminds me of what could have been. Joe was in Peterborough, finished his exams. Wanted to celebrate by hearing Adam Leipzig's TED Talk, How to Know Your Life Purpose in 5 Minutes. A classic. A speech anthem. A spanthem, I think called that.
And Eric, hashtag spanthem.
Eric was in a carpet showroom smelling the carpets. Wanted to hear Ivan Coyote's Why We Need Gender-Neutral Bathrooms. That's a TED Talk, of course. We'll have this one as well. This has just come in from Sam. Hi, John. Sam here. I'm taking the kids to a steam fair this afternoon to keep them entertained in the car. I know they would love to hear Gordon Brown's speech to Citizens UK in 2010. Sam, for you and the kids, here it is.
Do you know what taught me more than any ever book ever taught me? It was a video. It was a video created for the Make Poverty History campaign. And it's a video that sums up for me the strength of a movement. It encompasses the great campaigns of our time. It's a video that shows the abolitionist movement, the civil rights movement, the Votes for Women movement, the anti-apartheid movement. And every time it shows that movement, it passes by the leaders who spoke on the stage and zooms in on the faces of the crowds like the crowd here today. The people who'd gathered to hear Wilberforce speak about slavery, the men and women on the march to Washington with Martin Luther King. And the point of zooming in on the crowds is that nobody was a spectator. That the people in the crowd, the people whose names are not recorded in the books of history, are the real change makers, the people who made history by being there and demanding change.
Gordon Brown speech there for Citizens UK. We're playing that for Sam this afternoon. She's got the kids in the car. They love it. And she's driving them to a steam fair. Absolutely. Yeah. And what a great speech to end the programme with on a Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, absolute Friday classic to set you up for the weekend there. Gordon Brown speech to Citizens UK. Speaking of good ways to start the weekend, look, here's Yasmin the Wrath of Khan.
I thought you were going to say, speaking of Brown... But you're not that unsubtle.
I mean, that's racist. I mean, I never,
so racist.
Never do that.
He's just annoyed he didn't think of
I
that.
I am actually. how are you, Yasmin?
I'm very well. All the better for seeing you, my lovely.
I understand that you've been propositioned by Jake Yap, who's coming on after you at 7 o'clock.
He is. An innocent, naive girl such as myself.
Yes.
There was what I believe is called office banter. I fell prey to the banter of the Yap.
Oh, my God. The banter of the Yap.
Yeah. And now I feel sort of slightly, dirty, really.
Yeah, well, yes. I'm not surprised. He's an horrific human being.
But I will put it to one side and concentrate, because that's the professional that I am.
What have you got coming up?
So we're going to talk about NHS overspending, budget way out of control by the looks of it. We'll be kicking off with that. We're also going to get the latest on the Egyptair crash.
Sure.
And we've got journalist Abby Wilkinson coming in the first hour to bring us what is trending.
What is trending?
This is not a paper review. It's not that. Not at all. It is what is happening online. Later on in the show, I get to give away £1,000.
£1,000?
Yeah.
£1,000?
It's not my own £1,000.
£1,000? How do you get to give away £1,000?
It's like a quiz, bruv, yeah? If you missed all of this, yeah?
What is it?
It's a quiz.
What sort of quiz? Can I enter
it? With the people that make the...
Can I enter it?
I asked if I could enter. It's the fish and chip quiz.
Oh, the fish and chip. Burton's, I know what that is. Burton's fish and chip quiz.
That's the one.
Yeah.
So, final of that today, I get to give away £1,000. Also, we've got... I'm not going to try and do the accent. Terry Christian's coming in to to do our music review.
Terry bloody Christian.
Terry Christian. All right, yeah, great.
See, you did
do the accent.
That's very good. All right, well, there's Yasmin Khan. She's got all of that coming up after 4 o'clock. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on Monday, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.